Talk Show.
Recorded live.
Greetings, Zoglings, across the fruited and nutted Zog Plain. You know, the open air, coast to coast nut house that is our beloved or not so beloved Zog. Now, this is the Movement Turd, episode number 20. It's entitled Never No Traction with the Bowel Movement. And I have been listening to some of the last podcasts here, and today is May 30th, 2010, and it's a little bit after 10 o'clock. Like usual, I do run a little bit late, and tonight is no exception. In any case, last week, for some reason, TalkShoe went ahead and closed the program early by about, 5 minutes or so. And what I'm doing is I went ahead and found last week, I found the found this MP3/CD ROM player, and I went ahead and cut a bunch of the last tracks of the last programs, and I listened to them on my headphones while I was going ahead and doing some garden work, and didn't always hear all of it, but I heard enough of it to realize that I was making a few mistakes. And tonight I actually got the digital recorder out, but regrettably I didn't get around to learning how to use the thing just yet. 10 o'clock came, and, time ends up creeping. In many cases, I'm not altogether as organized as what I should. Now, this program usually goes for about 3 hours, and it's very much whatever comes into my head at the time. And that is a disadvantage. In many cases, I do sound disorganized, and I don't stay on track any other than what I think is on track. And so tonight I went ahead and wrote down two or three little items I was going to cover. Anyway, this episode is Never No Traction with the Bowel Movement. And the reason I see that is because the Pisser Possum showed up, went and ate a few little bits of low-hanging shit, and then essentially I went ahead and drove it back off, ran it back into hiding. And Trader Glenn Miller and a bunch of the National Alliance crews, Zogbots, while they're over on Fade Butcher / Hunter Wallace, and sometimes I call him Cuntair because in many cases he is quite a bit of a flake. Now, he doesn't understand that his strong point is opening up these forums and getting a bunch of intellectuals on those forums and keeping it to be free speech. And the thing about it is that Wiggerswill and Trader Glenn Miller are trying to go ahead and bully old Cunter into going ahead and banning people like me and then whining that smarter people, like Jamie Kelso, have essentially banned Wiggerswill and banned Trader Glenn Miller or told them that if they show up, they'll be booted off. Now, I'll go ahead and say, why do we have Wiggerswill and Trader Glenn Miller? Well, I'll go ahead and explain that in a little bit. I sort of hate being sidetracked because it's so easy for me to do. So what I'm going to do is, before we do that, I'm going to go ahead and play the theme song of the program called Wigger Problem. Okay? Yes, Smith, well, I got a wigger problem. Wigger's always on my mind. The way they run to and fro, they're wiggers you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem, and they don't know how to stop. The way they run to and fro, and they're always eating slop. I wake up and ride away, stupid wiggers on my mind. The way they run to and fro, stupid wiggers you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Fill the trough up to the top. The way they run to and fro, stupider ways you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Fill the trough up to the top. The way they run to and fro, and they're always eating slop. Now, the reason I like that song, you know, Dave Ball, I think, was pretty well a one-hit wonder back in 1994. And the reason I love that song is because the problem is wiggers, not mamzers, not niggers, not even Jews, it's wiggers. Because if you go ahead and deal with the wigger problem, the white man will be able to go ahead. You see, we have 140 million worthless, often evil, wiggers. They're transferred from being sort of white men, and they're put into a little wigger factory called the public education system, the public school system. They're stamped out to be wiggers. And every family has them. In fact, the vast majority of people are wiggers. My own family, you know, I have a sister and I have a brother, and they stole. They've been plotting to go ahead and steal from my own family. Last week, I had this brother who went ahead and told me that he was looking forward to the government sending me to prison for life. I said, I'd heard that, but now I've heard it from him, and it was a pity that our father didn't go ahead and listen to him be a traitor saying the same thing about our father. You know, the big fight I had in May 2001 was when my brother went and said that he was glad the government sent dad to prison. And he went ahead and he denied saying that. But what he does is he gets around to going ahead and saying that. And the reason he supposedly loved my father, they loved money more. And he hated the fact that my father went ahead and spent what he looked as his money, which was actually family money, going up South Dakota to try to go ahead and get our inheritance. And that is the way Quiggers are. You can't trust them. They're treacherous. They're evil. They're essentially Judaized in their little brains, to where they will go ahead and backstab and lie and cheat and steal. And all the time, they go ahead and think that, you know, just like pigs do, that if you go ahead and if you can't go ahead and prove to their satisfaction they're liars and thieves, well, they're not guilty. And look, Quiggers, I said before, you know, the best thing that could happen to you when someone like me comes to power, and, you know, 10,000 of people like me come to power, the kindest thing that could happen is that you simply get dragged out and have a bullet put in your head after you go ahead and dig a grave. And then you can confess everything you want. But the fact of the matter is, if you end up getting a fair trial like you gave to us, you'll be screaming. You'll be screaming for about 4 days. That's why I went ahead and took the name Felix Dzerzhinsky, because Iron Felix knew how to deal with the wiggers of his day. Now, there was on Covington Forum, Thought Blog, Thought Crime, or Down with Jug Ears, a reprise by H.L. Mencken from 1920 about how government is absolutely amoral and worthless. Okay, I was looking at this here. It looks like Obidorker hasn't showed up today, and you know, we'll knock on wood and hope that Obidorker does appear. But just like the Pisser Possum, I went ahead and I was putting the notice for the moving turret on there, and seeing the Pisser Possum. Okay, the Pisser Possum is back from the Possum Dead. What happens is that over around April 23rd, Pisser Possum's brother, and I do believe that Pisser Possum does have an actual brother. It's not altogether a just meth-induced fantasy. I think that he does have a brother, and that brother is named Ron. The reason I came up with that is that on April 23rd, old Ron or Fruit Loop, as I call him, because Pisser went ahead and sent in a private message that his brother's a real Fruit Loop, and he isn't the one that administers his forum, so therefore he's not really responsible for it. He has his brother, and his brother's been a real Fruit Loop ever since he got married. So that's where the term Fruit Loop, Visser, or as I call him, Fruit Loop Pisser, comes from. Anyway, so where was I? Anyway, the Pisser, he announced that the Pisser was dead. And what happens is that all these ungrateful people killed it. And then he whined that the post office box for the Pissery was dead. It was not around anymore. It had gone ahead because you ungrateful bastards. Now, here in Granby, I think a post office box costs, how much a month here. I think it costs $6 a month. So that comes to about, 6 times 10, 60, 70, 80, about $80, $90. That's for a small one. You can go ahead and get a bigger one. If you're going to go ahead and operate a mail order business, you do need a big post office box number. But the thing about it is that the Pisser can't go ahead and even afford a post office drop box to go ahead and get all these dog busts from Ties. Well, there's a lot of people, myself especially, that think that the Pisser is essentially getting money from Zog. He's a member, or he's around with the Rick Spring faction. And what I went ahead and posted, let me see, I'm going to go ahead and look, is that when was this here? See, what I do is I go ahead and open a bunch of stuff in Firefox. And Firefox goes ahead and keeps this stuff here. Now, let me see. When was it? May 11th. Okay, well, let me get to May 10th. On a few days before May 10th, Fruit Loop is trying to go ahead and convince the critters on Pisser Sender to go ahead and go on to Pisser's new forum that I claim that the Department of Zogland Security had paid for. And because you got to understand is that back in early 2009, I had gone ahead and made an alliance with Sci-Fi Faber and with Visser. And essentially the deal was that every minister runs things his own way. And Sci-Fi had a fit in May when some Jewess from MTV was paying attention to me and asking questions about if I could go ahead and direct some Wiggers, young Wiggers, to a reality show about, guess what, Mom or folks, I'm a racist or something like that. And Sci-Fi had a fit. And then unbeknownst to me at the time, but which showed up in late August, is that Visser was collaborating with them to go ahead and kick me out. And they had a scheme that Eli James and James Wickstrom and everybody else was going to go ahead and kick me out as a minister thanks to Galette going ahead and kicking me out. Now, I decided to go ahead and have a divorce because in early August, around August 3rd, here comes Brian Wright. And Brian Wright goes ahead and says, well, let's go ahead and kick out senior pastor of the Church of Sons of Yahweh. Let's kick out John Britton out and put Visser in as the new senior pastor. I'm calling the board of directors. I've been officially notified in writing that I've been kicked out. Well, that's not what the charter and the constitution of the Church of Sons of Yahweh will say. Because it was formed in 2003 by Ray Redfern when he was in rebellion against Pastor Butler. And Ray Redfern was not an idiot. He was not going to go ahead and form a church to where he could be voted out. So, in any case, where was I? Pisser. Pisser was going ahead and having this notion, and yeah, I'm a member of the Church of the Sons of Yahweh. Well, guess what? I mean, Pisser's bitch was already talking about censoring me and Six Killer on behalf of Brian Wright. And we came up with this crap about AIT and how Gillette said that you had to be a man, had to have an AIT, and that me and John Britton didn't qualify because we didn't have an AIT. And the fact of the matter is, Gillette didn't have an AIT. I remember when I, called up, John Britton was bitching that he wanted to go ahead and pay $100 to send Gillette a correspondence course in prison to the Kingdom Identity Ministries for $100, and Gillette didn't want to go ahead and actually learn at least the Comparean foundations of dual seed line Christianity. He was bitching that Gillette didn't want to do that. And so I think it's a pretty sure thing that Gillette don't have an AIT. But here comes, Brian Wright, Ron Wong, Billy Wood claim the stupid crap. And he keeps on coming back. And we were wondering why he kept on coming back. He got kicked out in April for essentially threatening John Britton and his family and even me. He come up with stupid crap. He was going to go ahead and hire some criminal out of East St. Louis to come show up. And I went ahead and wrote, look, it's a mighty stupid criminal that goes ahead and goes through these small towns, because if he gets caught with a gun, he's going to go ahead and get from 6 to 20 years. Oh, by the way, Bob Jost got 6.5 years. Pastor Bob Jost, he sent me a postcard. He shouldn't have been tried, but he was in his court. He's got 6.5 years. In any case, he's not going to go ahead and show up, because there's somebody named Alan Bannister who did the same thing about 25 years ago, and close to 30 years ago, and got executed. Now, he may have should have just been on for second-degree murder, because he was thinking back, but people said, well, hey, if he came all the way from Illinois to murder a rival drug dealer, that was premeditated, and he was executed. And, Mr. Bannister had a little bit of style. He went ahead and wrote a book, and I got a copy of it. And essentially, he didn't have much use for Ron Durge. He used to make fun big time of Ron Durge. And Ron Durge would whine just like any other pig would do. But, look, Lion Wong, you can go ahead and threaten to send people around. And we're trying to go ahead and find Brian Wright's actual home address in Sumner. And you got to wonder, because we're pretty sure that we were trying to spy and find out where he lived. And John Britton spent a couple $100 here and actually hired a private investigator. And it was just like as if Trader Glenn Miller. You can't go ahead and find where the bastard actually lives. Now, I tried a few little tricks here, but no, it's as if you can't find them here. So, you got to wonder if John Britton, who's a helicopter pilot, can't afford to go ahead and buy a place next door to Dave Varley in, northern Idaho, which is Valhalla land for supposedly all these Christian Nanti people. How some union electrician supposed to go ahead and pay for it? And he was a Mamser. He was a slant-eyed gook, Jew-looking Mamser. Six Killer came up with a bust from a Hittite prince from the Old Kingdom, who looked a lot like Brian Wright. And for those people, I mean, we tell the newbies about Khazars. Now they never were in the Promised Land. They never, you know, in Palestine, they never were. But these Hittites were Canaanites who really did not live in the land of Canaan. But they formed their old empire in central Turkey. And just like the Khazar Empire, which got torn apart by the Rus' or the Russians, you know, the early Swedish settlers under Stanislaus, who was Prince Vladimir's grandfather, was destroyed, the early Galatians, the early Gauls, well, they called them Gauls, you know, the Romans called the Celts Gauls. And because, you know, a lot of them, you know, within memory, had gone ahead and migrated, you know, from France back there. And essentially, it was really not a racial, but a cultural name for them. In any case, 6 Killer found the Wonger. I mean, he looked, you know, with the flat eyes, he looked like, he looked just like, Brennus was the one who conquered Gaul in 390 B.C. And the Romans were scared of the Gauls because they had a bunch of invasions. And they said that Pompey looked a lot like a Gaul. Because, you know, Pompey looks a lot like, you know, Bill Clinton. He looks like a southern fried, you know, he looks like a southern fried piece of shit politician is what Pompey did here. And they said he had a innocent demeanor and a dishonest aspect. Well, you end up having a bunch of these Gauls, and the Romans were scared of the Gauls. And that's why they were scared of the Germans, because the Germans were even far more dangerous than the Gauls. Caesar conquered, you know, one of the reasons they conquered Gaul, or one of the excuses, is he wanted to make sure that the Germans didn't migrate and take it over. And the Germans did migrate. Some of them were called the Franks, and the land of Gaul became known as France, or Land of the Franks. It was also the name of a tomahawk throwing axe as well. But, in any case, where was I? Anyway, Lion Wong, he looks a lot like some Hittites, and, you know, ancient Hittites, you know, which were Jew Mamzers. And anyway, Brian, you know, I mean, I don't know. The thing about it is that the Wonger went ahead and deleted, you know, a couple of days before May 10th, he was trying to go ahead and get everybody to migrate to the Prissy Palace, now, you know, which is what I call the V-Bulletin Forum. Now, V-Bulletin 4.0 sucks. There are people over on the V-Bulletin Forum, they hate V-Bulletin 4.0. They call it a dirty beta program, and they're mad because V-Bulletin went ahead and changed the old rules to where it used to be you could go ahead and release V-Bulletin for $100, $100 a year, but you could also upgrade after your year. You know, you go ahead and you buy the license. Go ahead and buy the license. You get free upgrades for a year. And after that, if you want to go ahead and maintain it, you want to go ahead and maintain the latest and greatest, you have to pay $60 a year in order to go ahead and get upgrades for a year. And my last version, I mean, I downloaded 3.8.5, and they say the last of version 3.8 is going to be 3.8.6. And I'm not going to be able to go ahead and get that. But you have a lot of people on V-Bulletin. I mean, it's not just me who's perceived that, a few other people. You know, pretty well, you have a lot of people pissed off of V-Bulletin because they hate V-Bulletin 4.0. And there's a lot of things which is wrong with V-Bulletin 4.0. No, among them is that you end up having a long name here. And I didn't much care for the Prissy Palace either because it's harder to go ahead without being logged on to go ahead and get the linkage. Whereas in the old way, I just simply take the old way and then I go ahead and then just copy the number of the post. So it's harder to go ahead and repeat what's said on the Pussy Palace. And that's part of the reason, is that, you know, Pisser and Fruit Loop, you know, were, Pisser was not dead. Because when it said, when Fruit Loop said that Pisser was dead on the 23rd of April, I immediately went Brooks, Georgia, and I was looking for either an obituary or, far more likely, I thought what I'd find is essentially a prison commitment record. Because in September, pretty well the word out in the dual seed line Chris and Denny Street was that Visser was back to using meth. Now, Visser goes ahead, he lies, you know, Visser's a liar and a thief. He writes some fairly good sermons. But, you know, listening to Visser is sort of like listening to a wonderful sermon from the old Father Molesto here, who, oh, he understands the Catholic Mass, he understands this very well, but, you know, what he does, he likes fondling the altar boys. And that is the problem with the Catholic Church, in that in many cases you end up having a bunch of homosexuals and a bunch of perverts who essentially thought that they could go ahead and get safe from criminal charges and close to small children, you know, small, close to altar boys, by going ahead and becoming priests here. I mean, it's sort of like Charles Manson. If you're bisexual, I mean, prison isn't that bad as a lifestyle. And the same way with the Roman Catholic Church. Now, normal men want to go ahead and have a family and a wife and children. And that is their normal urges. But the Roman Catholic Church says, hey, you got to be celibate. You can't go ahead and do this sort of thing. Yeah. And, what happens is that Pisser has no more sense. I'm looking at the chat line. Pisser has no more sense than they go ahead and claim, I never said or had anybody else say that I was dead. You're lying. You goofy bastard. You're no smarter than, you know, you're as dumb as Brian Wright now. Brian Wright would lie. He'd be caught in a lie. The same thing happened when we was trying to go ahead and, you know, Fruit Loop was going ahead and offering us this form. And I went ahead and looked, and I actually went ahead and looked, and I found out that Gillette's charter had to be renewed by September 23rd, or it would be toast. So I go ahead and I notify Gillette, and Gillette, just sort of wanders around and doesn't do it. And I said, look, you know, I know that the $400,000 plus is locked up in Zog probate, but the thing about it is, if they can go ahead and have somebody go ahead and get that church, it'd probably be unlocked real quick, and then, you know, there it goes. I mean, if this money belongs to Ray Redfern, the church of, you know, and he's dead, and the church of the Sons of Yahweh, don't make it easy for Zog to go ahead and steal it out from under. So I wasn't going to say a single thing about, you know, how Gillette's church was vulnerable. I didn't pretend to be nice to Visser. But I knew that Visser was a thief because I knew that there was a thread on Visser's old PHPBB, you know, forum. But guess what? I'm resigning for Gillette's church. I'm forming my own church, Church of the Sons of Yahweh Reformed. And that's how I found out, because I looked for Church of the Sons of Yahweh Reformed in Ohio, and there was no church. You know, Brian Wright was lying, but there was a Church of the Sons of Yahweh. And I was looking into all these relevant papers. Because I know how it works here. You know, and because I have my own incorporation. Oh, by the way, in a couple of days, I'll go ahead and start in June, and I'll go ahead and incorporate for another year. Send up the latest papers for the Church of the Sons, Church of Jesus Christ Christian Area Nations of Missouri. But yeah, I went ahead and looked at a lot of things here. Sci-fi favor was lying. There never was any Church of Jesus Christ Christian Area Nations of New York or New Jersey. Sci-fi is just another idiot liar. Anyway. You know, Pisser goes ahead and Fruit Loop is trying to go ahead, and Visser is running around. He shows up on Beer Barrel for a little bit on May 6th here. He's just like a little possum coming up for air. He because I'd expected that, you know, he's dead. Well, he's probably sent to prison because he got a whole bunch of money and he went ahead and lied that he got ties. And, you know, all of a sudden, he doesn't have to go ahead and run on all these free web hosters up to the limit. He no longer has to go ahead and put his audio sermons on Tom or on archive.org, which is the Library of Congress. You can have your videos and the rest archived for free on the Library of Congress. So anyway, yeah, we thought, you know, sometime I thought Pfister had multiple personalities. Anyway, here's Fruit Loop trying to go ahead and get their 405, you know, Liability Clueless, Obidorker, you know, Whiny Dave from UK, Solomon, who I think is another Pfister sock puppet. You know, Idiot Father of Six seems to have dropped out. Lion Wong seems to have dropped out in the last month or so, but he's trying to go ahead and get them out of Pfister Cinder. And I call it Pfister Cinder because I knew that just like it happened with Debbie Downey and Dandy Anderson, the rest, at Holy War in 2000 to 2002, I knew full well that essentially they'd end up having a ghetto of about maybe four or five posters, and the rest would be spies and sock puppets and snoops. And that's exactly what happened. This or have, about 15 months of highly embarrassing stuff. And Andy Anderson went ahead and claimed the Jews destroyed Holy Wars over at Yahoo Group. And everybody else thinks, no, he didn't. No, he didn't. You end up having Debbie Downey going ahead and whining, you know, whining after they go ahead and got rid of dual feedliners. By Richard Nimoy was acting like an evil Jew. And, you know, it was embarrassing crap on there. And essentially, Pfister went ahead, took a backup of it here, like he was claiming. You know, the idiot doesn't know that I'm reading this stuff here. He made a backup and nuked Pfister Cinder. And then he went ahead and gave a link. He went ahead and gave a link for the new Pfister, you know, for Pfister Cinder. And there's only one member of it. And that's some guy named Ron. And since Ron is admin, I imagine the old Pisser's, Pisser's brother, his real name is Ron Visser. But I'll call him Fruit Loop. So, they end up having that thing. What they end up doing, you know, they might end up having a secret form where you can't go ahead and see, because I know what they can do on V-Bulletin, you know, because I have a V-Bulletin license. And what happens, you make somebody a moderator, they're able to go ahead and read certain moderated forums. So what I did is before I made somebody a moderator, I had the same problem with Weissman. Weissmanser. Weissmanser disappeared, and I'm pretty sure that Weissmanser figured out he was just a little, you know, Chicago Balkanoid Mamser who used to run on DNNF here with Obadiah 118, or as I call Obawire or Obakak Mamser or whatever here. And I got a laugh. The TARDs, the DNNF here, was able to figure out that Obadiah was some sort of gender bender, you know, Aussie poofter faggot of some sort, and there's something weird about her, about it. And, you know, if VNNF TARDs can figure that out, how come Visser can't? And the answer of this, Visser knows full well. Visser's a Zogbot. Or as I call him, a Zog agent, provocateur, or rat, or snitch. I call him Zogbots now. So after, just automated little spies, you know, internet spies and agent provocateurs, you call them Zogbots. So like Austin Powers, on issue two, you had Elizabeth Hurley, the Jewess, who he was shagging, you know, he was supposedly going after. Well, he married her, and she turned out to be a feminine bot, and what happens, machine gun barrels poked out of where her nipples was, and she was trying to shoot old Austin Power. Well, he called her a fembot. Well, what happens, Wiggerswill and the rest of these people are Zogbots. And that's exactly what they are. Okay, well, Linder's, you know, Linder, you know, generally people call it the Linderwitz, you know, Linderwitz whorehouse here. But, no, I didn't collect any cash for Trey Glenn Miller's campaign here. Trey Glenn Miller is coming up to about the $5,000 limit where he's going to have to go ahead and post FEC funding as a U.S. Senator candidate. And one thing I've sort of neglected is to go ahead and write the lawsuit, and I keep on writing in my mind. And maybe I'll get on to that here, you know, later on. But anyway, I knew that, you know, Pisser's old form, I call it Pisser Cinder because it's just a burnt-out Hulk. But what happens is the Pisser went ahead and nuked out, went ahead and nuked Pisser Cinder. And then they went ahead, and the idiots have to go ahead. I mean, they're looking at what I write about them over on StumbleIn, over on Beer Barrel, over on my forum. They go ahead and look, and I also look to see what they're doing. I mean, essentially, we're sort of like a 74 gun ship of line going ahead and going after the castle at Elsinore through the 3 mile limit. And I did see Elsinore Castle. But, you know, it was called the, when it goes from the Baltic, from the North Sea to the Baltic, it's called the Katyuk. And essentially, it's about a 3 mile long channel, and that's about how far a 18 or 24 pounder could go ahead and do a cannonball. And you'd have Helsingborg, which was a castle on the Swedish side, and on the Danish side, you had Elsinore. And it was known as Hamlet's Castle or something like that. And I wrote that Hamlet was actually a Jewish prince who Shakespeare went ahead and talked about, but I've actually been there. And essentially what they do is in peace, they'd make them pay a toll, and in war, they go ahead and bottle up the catgut to where these ships, I mean, yes, you know, you have a mile, but essentially the channel was deepest in the middle, but these cannons could go ahead on both sides, or on one side, go ahead and dismast and sink a ship of the line, a wooden ship of the line at the Baltic. Okay, where was I? Anyway, yeah, we go ahead and we look at each other and we see what's going on. And V-Bolton 4.0 is an inferior product to 3.8. You know, I think the best V-Bolton product was 3.7 series. And Hunter Wallace is a 3.7.2. Now, he has the upgrades. The last upgrade is 3.7.6. And before my license came up, I went ahead and downloaded a bunch of stuff, including V-Bolton 4.0.3. And I have absolutely no intention of using 4.0.3, not only because V-Bolton people would be wanting some money for, you know, for using it, but because I, you know, version 4.0 is inferior. And pretty well, the people are very mad at Gelsoft for changing the terms to where you end up having to go ahead and use it for the upgrades. And, you know, Gelsoft is saying, well, hey, that's okay. You're okay. You can go ahead and use it forever. Well, what happens in the case of StumbleIn or something like that, they want to go ahead and aggressively demand that. Anyway, Visser goes ahead and claims that he was using a pirated copy of V-Bolton. I don't know what to say to that, because A, Visser could be lying like usual, or B, if Visser wants to go ahead and admit being a thief, that's quite true. Visser is a wannabe thief. I mean, he'll steal from anybody. He'll steal from fellow Christian Day people. He'll steal you blind if you let him. So, what happens is on May 10th, they went ahead, and here they go ahead and claim that an Amy Rose was one of my sock puppets. Now, this Amy Rose, I thought was one of Sci-Fi's sock puppets. She showed up, you know, first show of some large mammaries, you know, low club up, and, you know, the thing about it is the only thing she'd ever say was, hello, I'm sweet Amy Rose. Okay. Whatever. Harmless, but, you know, what is the point to it? But what happens is what she says is she sort of makes fun of Visser a little bit, and Obidorker and the rest go ahead, and then they claim that Amy Rose is me. Now, the fact of the matter is that, I knew what Obidorker was up to here, and when she comes up, is the profanity and Christian identity really necessary? I knew who it was aimed at. Even Matt Twat Zogbot was able to figure out who it was aimed at. It was aimed at, it was aimed at me. And what happens is, Judas the Juiced and all these other hypocrites, and they are hypocrites. They don't have a problem with Visser cussing like a sailor. It was aimed at me. And Judas the Juiced, I'm pretty sure, is a mamzer. But essentially, Obidorker was coming in. And Obidorker, Obidorker is the smartest one of the lot. Don't kid yourself. I've seen Asian provocateurs. I've seen Zogboss quite a few of my time. And Obidorker is fairly smart. Perverted as hell. Evil and degenerate and dangerous. But smart. I'd say far smarter than Visser. But here comes Fruit Loop. Well, what happens? I check the IP numbers. No, you didn't check the IP numbers. The fact of the matter is that Visser and Fruit Loop do the same thing as every other little idiot does. When he sees something he doesn't like, he goes ahead and he bans it. Well, using the bulletin by banning it, what Visser did was he went ahead, Fruit Loop or Pisser. Pisser problem, went ahead and by going ahead and banning, going ahead and deleting my account in Six Killers, they went ahead and deleted the IP number as well. Now, what did I do? What did I do with Jeremy Visser's account? I just simply went ahead and changed the password. But changing the password, the IP number stays the same. Now, with Visser, he's on AOL. And one thing I've noticed over the years is that Zogbots use AOL accounts. And the reason they use AOL accounts is that AOL has a dynamic IP. So it don't have the same IP all the time. Zogbots love changing the IP. Now, I can go ahead, and I found out how to go ahead and change the IP number, is that I have two modems. And rather than go ahead and bitch to Mediacom about, everybody knows what my IP number is. Nobody loves me. I just simply say, I can't get my modem to work. I'm putting this new modem I got on. I'm putting the old modem on here. Could I go ahead and change the IP number? To go ahead and mask the new, I'll just call it in every month or so. So as a result, my IP, I have a sort of my dynamic IP, but I just simply say, go ahead and change the modem. What happens? I go ahead and take, $60 for a cable modem. have it two or three of them. I like Motorola. I like Motorola surfboard. I got one which is wireless, and I got another one which is on cable. And what happens? You run the one which is which is on cable through a router. And then you're able to go ahead and use it wireless. But as a result, what happens is that they are good modems, really good modems, and they have not changed very much. Any more than a 52K modem has changed in the past decade or so. Pretty well. I don't know if the innards are the same. Maybe they have fewer chips, but essentially they work the same way. In any case, by the way. You can go ahead and look on how to go ahead and get free cable service. One of the things is you take a cell phone and you wrap it up with RS-292 wire, and then you go ahead and plug it in, and it'll go ahead and bring in every wireless signal for about a mile or two, as opposed to just traveling for about 100 yards. So you use the cell phone as a sort of enhanced antenna by going ahead and what you do is you wrap it around, and then what you do is you take about a dollar plastic sauce bowl and some aluminum foil, and you make you a sort of parabolic dish here and do that here. All sorts of interesting stuff. But in any case, going on, Fisher went ahead and nuked the serum. He set up a new one. And what happens is Obidorfer didn't want to go ahead and use the new form. But Obidorfer didn't have any choice in the matter. So they went ahead and formed a new form. Anyway, Paul Mullett went ahead, and he used to be an Athens, Idaho, but now I guess he's in Ohio, and you know everybody else saying he's a Zogbot or something like that. I don't have anything to do with the Aryan Nations, you know, people, or the Aryan Nations so-called. Send me $25 and $10 a month, and I'll make you a brigadier general or a major or captain or whatever here. You know, I don't believe in literature. I don't believe in all this other shit here. But I've never had any problem with Paul Mullett. But then again, the reason I haven't had any problem with Paul Mullett is I had no intention of going ahead and allying him with him. But somewhere around there, Sci-Fi Faber goes ahead and goes with Gerald, you know, old hybrid nigger Brian. And he, out of the Aryan Nations, you know, supposedly out of Idaho, was used to fight with Mullett here, but now Mullett's, back in Ohio or whatever. And it seems that essentially what said was from, Jay Faber, he said, unknown, and this dated May 10th, unknown to us at the time, the FBI paid for myself and Pastor Visser to preach to over 109,000 people. See, we finally got something for our tax dollars, despite my unfortunate association with Hal Turner. Well, the thing about it is, Sci-Fi and Visser and Hal Turner were thick as thieves. Now what happened is Visser is associated with what happens is that people ask about asparagus. What you do is you grow them from crowns, but last year I planted some crowns, and the female asparagus is producing seeds, so I might go ahead and plant some seed. But this year I went ahead and put up some Jersey Giant, which is all male sprouts. And what you do is you put it in the bed. But you got to go ahead and fertilize the bed or something like that. Well, what I do is I fertilize it, A, with my own urine, and B, the thing about using, human urine, I have a friend who, bought some expensive Australian trees. He was having rabbits chew on them. They're sort of like willows. He was having rabbits chew on them all the time. So what do I do about it? I mean, should I go ahead and buy some, $15 a gallon chemicals? I said, no. What you do is just simply, you simply just go ahead and piss in a bottle. That way you don't have to get up at night, in bed. Just piss in a bottle. What happens is that a apple juice or fruit juice jar is just A-okay. No need to go ahead and talk about male urination in great detail. But animals know what humans smell like, and they smell human urine. To them, you're marking your spot as a predator, and they will stay away from that. So, in addition to go ahead and fertilizing asparagus, it also goes ahead and keeps animals away from your garden because they can smell that human urine, and animals are scared of people here. So even if you didn't want to go ahead and use your own urine to water anything here, and really, as long as you don't go ahead and, concentrate it super much here, the salts in it, salsa will act to fertilize it here. It's just like spreading fresh chicken manure. It'll burn up fresh crops here. But in the fall, you go ahead and you spread the urine, your chicken litter on top, and it won't burn the crop here of whatever you're growing. So, in any case, asparagus. I mean, it grows really, really, really good here. And what you do is usually buy one-year crowns. You plant them the first year. The second year, they come up bigger. And then the third year, you can go ahead and harvest them, usually in the month of April and May. And then the rest of the year, they go ahead and they come up with sprouts, and you let them fern out. And then once they are established, you can go ahead and have asparagus for a couple months in the spring, and then you can have them. You can go ahead, and after they've gone ahead and grown, you go ahead and allow one sprout per clump of crowns to go ahead and grow, fern out, to go ahead and, you know, nourish the roots. The roots can reach down to 18 foot long. Anyway, I went ahead and bought me a book on Missouri gardening of, for Missouri. And that's a lot of what I was doing today is I was mowing and I was planting some, you know, putting out some tomato plants, you know, finally in my garden. But anyway, yes, I mean, the urine in bottles not only goes ahead and fertilizes something. I mean, you know, most of your, when you have nitrogen, most of this nitrogen is taken from, you know, places like Fort Worth where you end up having these feedlots. And it's just chemically treated here. So instead of using cow urine, you're using your own urine. Okay? Anyway, where is it here? Anyway, you know, what kind of pests you have to worry about asparagus? The answer of it is that most critters like going ahead and eat because it's fresh, but usually, you know, you don't have to worry about, asparagus so much. It goes ahead. But, you know, I had an armadillo last year, and I think the bastard got killed by the cold winter this year. Okay? Anyway, getting back to Jay Faber. He goes ahead and admits that him and Visser were real good buddies, and so was Hal Turner. And somehow Paul Mullett, gets in there, and Jay Faber has aligned himself with Gerald O'Brien. Now, January or February of 2009, Brian called him at, 2 o'clock in the morning, and, Faber, Sci-Fi was all pissed off drunk here, and Brian just went ahead and chewed all his ass, so Sci-Fi said he was a federal spy or something like that, and, excommunicated him or whatever here. And, I got emails from Sci-Fi. And generally, everybody knows that, Sci-Fi, he goes ahead and claims that he was the very last general appointed by Butler. And essentially, he goes on ahead and he's claiming the rise of Paul Murray has Jew written all over it. Laszlo Patterson stated, it was Jonathan Williams, the prepubescent senior pastor of the Aryan Nations, that brought him in. Well, Lamb's Jonathan Williams had a niggling niece or something like that. He was associated with the Rick Spring faction. So was Visser. And Rick Spring was essentially a spy or something like that here. Anyway, he's fighting with Bradley Jenkins after claiming loyalty to me and being rightfully shunned. And he's pissing and moaning about Bradley Jenkins here. Williams after Williams set Traitor Stout in motion. We was bitching about Henry Stout because Henry got tired of the stupid shit telling him what to do. Henry had gone ahead and actually, he was 18-year-old kid last year. He's 19, this year. And, he's a nice enough kid, but, he said, I got 180 people in my church in 6 months. I said, well, look, Henry, chances are is that a third of them are agents of Rockateurs and the rest of them. He said, yeah, I know, because he got stopped coming back from Tennessee, and a nigger state trooper pulled a gun on him and claimed that he assaulted and attempted rape this woman who, for some reason, was in the vehicle with him here. And the woman disappeared, and the next day he got to go ahead and leave because it was just a little agent provocateur trick. It's all like pigs go ahead and pull somebody over here, and they hope that they'll do something stupid so they can go ahead and kill them. And Henry didn't do anything, stupid like that. He managed to go ahead and live. In some ways, Henry is fairly level-headed, and he's able to go ahead and bring all these people. But, look, Henry, when you have stupid shit happen like that, it's a good sign is that you end up having a bunch of Zogbots, more than usual, and you were set up. So now he's complaining that he got kicked out. You know, he got kicked out of his own church. You know, well, Ray Redfern had more sense to do that here. You know, he wasn't going to go ahead and allow any board of directors or schemers or the rest, you know, sort of like Sci-Fi Faber or the pisser go ahead and excommunicate him or do any other stupid shit like that. But anyway, what he does is that I need intel on Paul Mowat, Bradley Jenkins, Mike McQueenie. Send all these to Pastor J. Faber at MSN.com. Please check out the latest thing here. And he was yapping the stupid shit about how, let me see. The first time Patterson met Mooley, all Mooley talked about was bombs and targets like the day I met Mike Reed. Since he claimed to be Special Forces paratrooper, I outranked him. Yeah, well, Sci-Fi in his own mind outranks everybody. And ordered him to jump off an 11-foot trailer safely. He refused and I demanded Ray Redfern to dismiss Reed. Well, see, the fact of the matter is everybody knows, I went ahead and wrote this thing here. It's on my ANC blog or something like that. Well, anyway, Untold Truth said, and I think he's Bradley Jenkins, said some ambassador to Arab Nations 88. That's Bradley Jenkins. He goes ahead and writes to Brian1488@hotmail.com. Well, I'm Gerald O'Brien. Gerald O'Brien, for all his own emails, supposedly this webpage, the idiot has to use a Hotmail account. The Church of Jesus Christ Kinsmen at Yahoo.com. He goes ahead and he sends Pisser a thing here. Roswell Patterson, Eli James. I don't know why Eli James has anything to do with these losers. But he goes ahead and says, this was directed to all who received this message. I'm glad that Faber is openly letting everybody he has taken money from the FBI and is now looking for intel on high-ranking officials in the Aryan Nations. Everyone knows I am also a general, per Pastor Butler and Ray Redfern, but in this day and time, rank is just a title. Faber needs to fade into the mist, or should I say Canadian mist? Because a lot of times when I've seen Faber, Faber was drunk when he called me several times. You know, Faber is sort of, you know, he thinks you're, you know, your buddies with him here. He is rather, you know, he used to call me two or three times, and sometimes he'd call me late at night and he'd be drunk. So, Jay, you're another much disgrace to our cause and to the white race. Well, I agree with that, although I don't really know this Bradley Jenkins. I don't want to dare trust him. Before you sit and ask openly for intel on us, please feel free to contact me personally since you will not answer my phone calls. Remember, you know, that's what happened in my case. He used to call all the time, and then he stopped calling for 2-3 months, and then he had this piss fight, you know, piss pit, you know, because, you know, my forum was doing okay. And his was not anything. Remember, Jay, we are always watching, and there's always consequences for every action you do. Oh, and by the way, Jay, I'm a personal witness to your excommunication by Pastor Butler, August Christ, and Pastor Redfern. What happens is that, you know, this is pretty, you know, and Bradley Jenkins, ambassador to large Aryan Nations. Well, the guy demanded to go ahead and be put on the blog, you know, put on the blog. So I went ahead and let him on because he had something to say. I don't really censor people at all. So I don't know this Bradley Jenkins from Adam's off Fox. He doesn't really bother me. The thing about it is that I'm not out to fight with Paul Mowat or something like that. Because I sort of learned that the best thing to do with most of these people is not have anything to do with them in the first place. Then you will have nothing to complain about. Now, I don't believe in sending $25 off to me, much less to Paul Mowat or Sci-Fi Faber or Visser or anybody else here. Keep your money for yourself. I don't need your money. And the thing about it is that why don't you keep your money? You know, $25, $10 a month. What happens is that brick ammunition, 550 rounds brick ammunition at Walmart, is up to about $20. Why, instead of sending me any money here, why don't you just go ahead and buy you 500 more rounds of 22 ammunition? That would be the best investment you could possibly make. Because when things fall apart, you might need that 22 ammunition to either shoot or as trade goods. So keep your money, people. I don't want your money. I don't need your money. Jesus Christ has been nice enough to go ahead and give me a set of grandparents we had enough money to go ahead, you know, and take care of me here to where I live very comfortably on $10,000 a year. Now, my friend John Britton says that he can't go, well, he can't live on $10,000 a month. Well, that's probably true, but then again, I'm totally different here. I drive me a Geo Metro here. Now, 3 weeks ago, I ended up buying me a Fleetwood Brome Cadillac 1988 for $600, and I had to rub it in because he paid the repair. His wife's Cadillac $3,000 here, and I only paid $600. And I got me a functioning Cadillac. You know what I mean? And Roxy just likes that thing very much here. And the only thing that's wrong with it is that the passenger side door sticks a bit. You know what I mean? But, you know, it's tight as could be. But anyway, somebody's asked about asparagus beds. What happens is that once you go ahead and you go ahead and prepare them here, you'll bury the crowns. You just go ahead and mulch the crap out of it, and you make, you know, that bed is a fertile bed. You go ahead and you fertilize it over the winter. Well, I fertilize it year-round. And what happens, I got a bunch of onion sets growing in it. So I'm going to have onions, you know, growing around the asparagus ferns. You know, the onions will go ahead and grow. And about 2 or 3 months, I'll have a bunch of white and yellow and red onions to go ahead and pull up and eat. So you have fertile soil, and the weeds are taken care of by making, you know, when you mow the lawn, you put the grass clippings on there. When you go ahead and you have a barbecue, you know, you're not burning plastic and junk. You go ahead and you put the the potash. You go ahead and use the ash as fertilizer, and it's all in moderation here. You know, just like any other garden here, you just simply go ahead and weed and tend to it. The easiest way to not have to weed is to go ahead and use all that grass that you mowed like an idiot. I mean, I used to not believe in mowing grass here because, hey, I used to believe in having cows eat grass. The only reason I'd mow any grass is if they had a burying machine attached to it. But now, hey, I live in town. Really can't have a cow in town. Could, but it'd sort of be a pain. So what happens when you go ahead and you mow in order to go ahead and keep the ticks down, the rest of the stuff, you go ahead and you save the grass clippings. Use the grass clippings for compost, and you also use it for mulch. In any case, going on is that essentially Bradley Jenkins and Paul Mowat, I guess they're in Ohio, and if you want to send them $25, you know, for their literature campaign, then I hear a bunch of whining and pissing and moaning about Mowat here. I don't have any problem with Mowat. The reason I don't have any problem with Mowat is that Mowat does his thing and I do mine. Same way with William Fink. He does his thing, I do mine. I mean, I like some people around, you know, Bill Fink, but on the other hand, if, you know, what Bill Fink do, Bill, do what he wants to, I mean, what difference does it make here? You know what I mean? I don't have to deal. I don't have to go ahead and deal with any of these people if I don't like them. You know, my problem with them here was that I made the mistake of being affiliated with them here, be it Visser or be it Sci-Fi. And the thing about it is, I wouldn't have had a problem with Visser if Visser wouldn't have been trying to steal stuff, i.e. from Garrett. And that is the problem with Visser. He's a Zogbot. I have no doubt. I mean, you know, here goes. He goes ahead and he lies. He comes up with Amy Rose. And, well, what happens to a chicken? He's one of Winston's sock puppets. No, he ain't. You know, for all my purposes, I did not go ahead and post anything to Visser's forum until, you know, about a week after, essentially I went ahead and said that, you know, said that Pisser was a traitor. Because essentially he had this manzer named Brian Wright claiming that everybody was a manzer, you know, including the Pisser. 2 days before he goes ahead and he says, well, I've been dancing with Pisser for 6 years now. And I would not be surprised if Brian Wright and Pisser were probably in the same prison together. I wouldn't be surprised if they were cellmates in the same pod. In any case, Visser is more than likely a Zogbot, and you end up having all these people. Now, what happens with the Pisser is that he shows up, and here he goes ahead and he claims that he was, you know, that he's dead. He's dead. He ain't dead. I call him the Pisser Possum because he's just like a possum. The Aztecs used to have, you know, think of a possum as an unclean, dishonest animal because that's the way pissers go ahead and, you know, behave here. But I was going ahead this morning and putting the things for the movement third number 20. And what do I see? I see Visser showing up. So I go ahead and claim it here. Kinfolk. For the record, I don't post on Morty's forums, the Beer Barrel, or any other Antichrist Society sequence. Well, for the record, you were on the Beer Barrel. What happens is you have an AOL account here. You showed up on May 6th and 7th. Same time you showed up and posted a sermon on Aryan Front. See, what happens is you're just like a little possum. You're like a little criminal, right? You know, like most criminals. What they do is that they sort of, when they commit some crimes, they sort of think that, guess what? They lay low for a while, and, I got this YouTube video. Where is this going on? Oh, boy. Where is this? Yep, that's the problem. That's the problem with going ahead and the computer is that you end up having this YouTube. Where is it? Okay. I got Mary Chapin Carpenter. Where is that? All right. I like Mary Chapin Carpenter, but I don't like her talking when I'm trying to go ahead and talk. Anyway. Oh, this is Pastor Bill. Well, my connection was lost here. Hold on. Liability Clueless is supposedly on here. Well, let me go ahead and log back on. Okay. Anyway, this is Pastor Bill, you know, showed up. Let me just go ahead and tell about Pastor Bill. Pastor Bill was begging and pleading for me or, you know, John Britton to go ahead and ordain him. And from what I gather, Pastor Bill, or Liability Clueless, you know, he lives in Florissant, Missouri. What he is, he's just a little bitty Zogbot who goes ahead and infiltrates all these clans. That's the best way I can go ahead and think. Now, he showed up for about a day and a half. He sat like a lump. He went ahead and sat like a lump on the, essentially on a plastic lawn chair. And I'd asked to go ahead and see a picture of him or something like that before he showed up, and he refused to go ahead and do it. I told him to go ahead and bring down his computer, and I'd sort of teach him the fundamentals of internet espionage because he had an AOL account. And from what I gather, what Liability Clueless does is he hangs around these clan meetings or whatever, and he's sort of like, he reminds me, you know, he was going ahead and he was sitting, and he picked up a perfectly good supper of spaghetti, And I sort of think it's sort of like Trader Glenn Miller all over again, is that essentially he was sort of scared I'd detect him and kill him. You know, that's what Trader Glenn Miller was scared of when I was talking about Lewis Beam or whatever, you know, and Catcher Lane back in August 2000. He was scared I'd go ahead and pull out a gun and kill him. And what he's done is he's come up with this crap about how he's going to meet me face to face. You see, Liability Clueless is about 5'8" or so. He's 250 pounds of dog shit and 150 pounds of sack, and of 150 pound sack. And what he does, he just goes ahead. If you go ahead and look at him on the Hitler channel of Clan of Killers, which is an idiotic FPLC sort of bullshit. Nobody got killed by this Clan of Killers. All that happened was that two drunken Anglo mestizos beat up some little 16-year-old, small, little beaner-looking character, and Morris Deeds managed to go ahead and take advantage, and Ron Edwards is, you know, not too smart either, and, you know, essentially, he's still got his client. From my guess, about a week or two ago, he got arrested for meth use or something like that, and he might be put in jail for a while, I don't know. But essentially, Liability, he goes ahead and he hangs around, he sort of sits. He's very delusional. What he does is he goes ahead and tells a lie, and he starts believing it. And he was going on, well, I'll never go ahead and accuse you of child molestation because, well, I got accused of sexual assault from two young females. And then he went ahead and talked about his niggler nieces. He had two sisters who were coal haulers. And essentially, their nigger husbands or boyfriends went ahead and took over for his mother's, for his mother's house, and he had to spend his money, and he got run out, but then he got sent back, he got called back, and he went ahead and bought the house from his mother. And the address on it sounds a lot like a duplex. It sounds like an apartment, building or something like that. It doesn't sound like a real standalone unit. So, Liability, he just comes up with this stupid crap all the time. And he has all sorts of little stupid notions, like he's going to go ahead and get ordained by Gillette or something like that. And the answer is it's not going to happen. Now, looking back, I sort of wish that he'd gone to Idaho to be ordained by John Britton, because then if he'd been ordained by John Britton, what would have happened is that he'd have had, instead of driving 300 miles one way and then 300 miles back, he'd have gone ahead and drove, about 1,500 miles and then 1,500 miles back. You'd have had, usually 10 times the thing here. I don't think you'd have been any more honest with me. Anyway, he came up with this crap. He sat like a lump here. And I said, well, how elaborate of a ceremony do you want? Oh, not very elaborate. So I go ahead and I spend about, 45 minutes learning how to go ahead and take this PowerPoint presentation. And I go ahead and make him a handsome certificate of ordination here and print it out on cardstock in color and then the rest here. Oh, he loves it here. I go ahead and videotape him. The man doesn't have much more than 85 IQ, but what he is, he's a delusional liar. And he goes ahead and he tells himself a lie, and, he doesn't seem to realize he's telling far more about himself here. Like, for example, Marty here, Linstink, he was beat up as a bully or something like that here. Well, the answer is no. When I was in high school, essentially I was about the, I am now the second tallest person in the remainder of my class here. There was one guy who's half inch or so taller than me. And I was, but the same way it was in grade school here. I was taller in grade school than Liability is in his entire life. I have no doubt that old Liability is just a 5 foot tall, tall, fat, stupid little kid living in a nigger neighborhood. And essentially when he's talking about being beaten up by bullies, he's talking about himself. And he just doesn't seem to understand. Now, if you go ahead and look at him on Clan of Shitheads or something like that, they don't trust Liability to be talking here. He's, you know, he claims to be a crud, but essentially you end up seeing some, you know, some older guy doing all the preaching. You see Liability just sitting there looking here. And I guess the only reason they had Liability is that essentially he is the most white looking of the lot here. He does have, you know, he sort of looks like a fat, you know, old Jolly Saint Nick here. What happens is that we'll call him Nigglet Claws, you know what I mean? he's just sitting there, old Nigglet Claws. hey, Lionel, I mean, I'm going to work at a department store at Nigglet Claws Center or something like that. Nigglet Claws. So, he's just a totally pathetic fiend, but what happens, he's just amoral, he ain't very smart. And what he does, he goes ahead and he sits. He was yapping this crap about, what should I do about Stormfront? I said, well, you know, I mean, do you want me to go ahead and quit? I said, no, you decide what you want to do. It's your money. And I was going to go ahead and teach him internet espionage. He has an AOL account here. But the thing about it is, all he did was sit like a lump. And he wasn't very smart, and I thought, well, hey, I mean, I don't think he's going to turn out any worse than than my Bishop of Fulton here, James Detmer, who killed his daddy with a hammer. I mean, James goes ahead and finances some money to go ahead and do some legal work, do some lawsuits. So, essentially, I told him, if you don't know anything about Christian identity, keep your mouth shut, and you keep your mouth shut. I called my Bishop of Fulton, and, old James is pretty sharp. But he's crazier than hell. He is crazier than hell. He's a total maniac. I mean, he was in Washington State nut house where he found out this old lady was cheating on him. So he went ahead and chased her in his small car, then pinned her up against a tree and took out a pair of scissors and cut off all her hair. And now he's trying to go ahead and go with this other woman. He's telling her that he did it with his sister. Well, when we were in the nut house together, he said it was his cheating wife here, and that's the truth of the matter. But he doesn't want to tell his new, want to be pen pal, Anyway, she went ahead and she gave $600 to this guy in Texas who had his homosexual lover's name tattooed on his neck here. And she wanted to go ahead and, she got ripped out of $600. Says he goes ahead and she writes a letter to Detmer, and Detmer writes her a letter back saying, "Would you give me $600 so I could have the name of my gay lover tattooed on my buttocks?" And he's making fun as hell of old Jane, and Jane was mad as hell about it. So he goes, "Just having a little bit of fun with you. You ain't gonna give him $600 like you did, that faggot in Texas, are you?" There's so many idiots running across the fruit and nutted plate here. I mean, they're all wiggers. I mean, wiggers do stupid shit. But same way with old Liability Clueless here. He comes up with a stupid crap, and then he comes up just like he's an SPLC plant whining about what a big hater I am and how I command him to hate the daddies. I didn't. I just simply say, hey, look, if you can, if you want to, get back on there. And, old Pastor Bill's left the chat here. Anyway, have fun, chumbo lovers. Old Pastor Bill, anyway. Old Pastor Bill would be good. It would be real good as, it'd be good as Nigglet Claws here. You know what I mean? Maybe I'll go ahead, post a picture of me and say, hey, say, Nigglet Claws here. Because when I was North St. Louis, this was about 20 years ago, North St. Louis was already being taken over by niggers. And I have no doubt, I don't know. Maybe the beaners are starting to displace them here, but, Florissant is a suburb of St. Louis. And St. Louis, of all these cities, has about 300 some municipalities. And that was for design. What they did is they wanted to go ahead and stay segregated. So they got it to where every little town here, you can have as few as about a couple hundred people, and they can incorporate they can go ahead and incorporate a suburb to where, guess what, they don't have to send their kids or anybody to St. Louis Niggertown. And what it is a means of having de facto segregation without going ahead and running afoul of a de jure. And, you know, one time, this is when I was in the nut house, you know, these Whiggers went ahead and incorporated this nigger neighborhood in Kirkwood, Missouri. And then they were fucking with this, they were screwing with this nigger. They're going ahead and essentially incorporated it because they want to put a Walmart, but they don't want to put a Walmart in their rich Whigger neighborhood. So they incorporated this nigger neighborhood, and the niggers thought, well, hey, we, you know, what apples are going to be able to get in the white man's pocketbook by being incorporated? And what the Whiggers did is the Whiggers went ahead and zoned out all these niggers and pretty well took their, you know, took their property and sold it to a Walmart. And here's this nigger contractor who used to be pretty good in the, you know, as long as it was a nigger neighborhood or a nigger incorporation. And what happens, he's being dick with by all these pig lice here, telling me he can't park his contractor truck in his own freaking driveway. So he goes to the city council meeting, shoots dead two pigs and three council critters and wounds the mayor, and then shoots himself allegedly here. So what happens is that he scrags five Whiggers, kill them pig lice, and lose the mayor. I'm laughing my head off when I see that. And all these Whiggers, why? Because they couldn't say anything racist here. Essentially, here they were, fucking over these niggers. Well, these niggers don't take, you know. You know, this nigger looks up, nigger got to live off the white man here. White man, Whiggers ought to go ahead and live off the nigger here. Well, that's racist. That's slavery. So, yeah, the nigger went ahead and plugged these Stephen Whiggers here. You know, killed the pig lice. I was laughing my head off. I thought it was hilarious here. I was thinking, and they think I'm nuts. Yeah, they were writing a real mean letter here. I was like, they were writing a hilarious letter to the editor here, but I knew it would A, get published, and B, in the Power Mill Report. Well, that was hilarious by what happened in Kirkwood, Missouri in, what, 2007 or so, 2008, something like that here. It was hilarious. Go ahead and, you know, Google Kirkwood Massacre or something like that. They'll go ahead and talk around here. But, no, I mean, you know, liability clues, what he was doing is he comes up with this stupid crap, and then he comes up with this lie about how I command him to hate the Downies. And then Downies is having a fit. And here he comes, I've been treated nice by the Downies, and you take me out of the wing, I wouldn't have to be ordained my instead. And it's less than 3 days, Wednesday, I go ahead and think, wrongly, that essentially Don Black and the rest are sort of embarrassed by Debbie Downey, and they're going to go ahead and let me screw Debbie Downey over. And what happens is that he doesn't go ahead and bring his thing. So I teach old liability clues how to get a Yahoo account, a Gmail account, and a Facebook account. Well, 3 days go by, and what I do is that I take over Liar Bill's Gmail account, Yahoo account, and Facebook account. I could probably screw over old Liar Bill if he clueless, but said, I want me some niggas. You know? But I don't do that. But essentially, I went ahead and took over, but I couldn't go ahead and take over his AOL account. But what he did is he went ahead and logged on. I went and said, I'm ordained, you know, I've been ordained by Pastor Winstead, and I go ahead and have him sign on to Stormfront. And the idiot, I guess the thing where it says Remember Me box was clicked off here, he goes ahead and gets on there, and Mark Downey has a fit about that. But the thing about it is a lot of Bill, I guess he didn't pay attention because he clicked the Remember Me. But I don't find out about that till about the Friday after the Wednesday after I went ahead and kicked them back out. So anyway, I go ahead and see. I said, shoot, I go up to Stormfront and it logs me on as Chaplain Bill. I'm looking at it, and I just can't believe this because, you know, I'm thinking, did Lyle Bill come down here, you know, to plant child porno or something on my computer? And the answer of it is obviously not. The idiot has gone ahead and let me, you know, to where I can read his private messages. I can read the sustaining members stuff here. So I go in there, and then I go ahead and look on the other computer, you know, and what I do is I go real quickly because I've already logged in, and I go ahead and save the private messages to hard drive, and then I go ahead and log, you know, I go ahead and close the window. And the thing about it is, after I close the window, my other account says that, hey, Liar Bill's still on there. So for the next 2 or 3 months, I'm reading Liar Bill's, you know, I'm reading Liar Bill's, private messages. They didn't tell me anything I didn't know before. Because I knew full well, that essentially Claude had a, you know, had a license to do whatever the hell she wanted to do. But then, yeah, I knew that before that. And I go ahead to where, here's old Liar Bill. He's made a moderator, and what does he want to do? He wants to ban everybody.
He wants to go ahead and ban everybody who talks bad to him here. I need to go ahead and kick out Mordiver. I need to go ahead and kick out Lisa Lee. Lisa Lee is giving me a hard trouble, and he wants to go ahead and kick out all these little hoogers playing Chris Zandandy. I mean, that just shows you what sort of class he is as a shoot. And, you know, here he goes whining about, oh, I'm the big hater. Well, yeah, I do hate a lot here. But at least I don't pretend that I love Jews or niggers or wiggers. I mean, if I tell you I hate you and I want you to suffer from pig life testicle eating syndrome, you can take that to the bank. I hate you. It will be tied, you see, you know, if you end up coming into my hands here. But at least I'm not a hypocrite about it. So anyway, I go on, and he goes ahead and he whines about Debbie Downey, and they're real clever about how mean they are, but Apples, it's just like Looney Lister and this are saying is that there's one rule for Debbie Downey and there's another rule for everybody else. They get to violate the rules, but, you know, anybody else does, they banned. And he goes ahead and sends it up to Lycia. He sends it up to Jack Boot, and then Jack Boot goes ahead, you know, Lycia sneaks up to Jack Boot, and Jack Boot kicks it up to, you know, Don Black, and then essentially Jack Boot goes ahead and says, hey, old Clint Downey is an old comrade of mine. She can do whatever the hell she wants to. Maybe you need to back off a little bit. And that's exactly what happened, right? You know, I mean, I didn't learn anything new. I mean, you know, socially I knew Liar Bill was petty and stupid and mean. And I knew that essentially Clint Downey could do whatever the hell she wanted to do. And that is exactly what the private messenger said here. Nothing, you know, nothing groundbreaking. But what ended up happening is that what I do is I go ahead and go on my old Toshiba, and I'd check in and see if old Chaplain Bill was in, because I didn't want to log in sometime and have old Chaplain Bill go ahead and figure out, because the thing about it is he had an account way before he had a Gmail account and the rest of them. And then also I went, oh, shoot, I went ahead and changed his password numbers. Is Liar Bill going to figure out and say, hey, I might be spying on the storefront? Well, he might figure it out, but I don't want to go ahead and risk it. So what I did is I go ahead and see if he was on, and then I tuck in. But after Christmas, he didn't show on up for about a week. And what happens is that since he didn't show up, a couple times the new Toshiba went ahead and got turned off as opposed to just simply put in hibernation here. And as a result, I went ahead and lost Liar Bill DeClue's automatic login. Now, I tried to go back to it and do a restore and try to get back on, but maybe old Liar Bill, you know, sort of figures shit out, or maybe, you know, and what happens, the only way I could go ahead and get on is to go ahead and crack via AOL. And the thing about it is, I didn't have his AOL account number. He had the AOL account number before. So, essentially, sometime in January, as I remember, I wasn't able to go ahead and read Liar Bill DeClue's stuff no more. Essentially, I mean, Liar Bill, you know, he likes to go ahead and boss things around here.
essentially he figured out that Clint was one of them here. And I think Liar Bill is essentially a low-level Zogby. He's not a high-level one. What he does, he just goes ahead and sits, and he goes ahead and reports. And, I mean, you know, with Ron Edwards, you don't need to go ahead and be much of an infiltrator because Ron Edwards and his idiot, you know, band of idiots will get in trouble anyway. And that's exactly what happened. So,
anyway,
for people wondering about what's going on in Florida, this guy named Jim Malone went ahead and says is that essentially that's just a volcanic vent. That's just what you see is a volcanic vent. What they're doing is they're going ahead and pouring, you know, they're going ahead and they deliberately went ahead and did that in order to go ahead and cut down on oil spills. The fact of the matter is you don't even need to go ahead and drill off the coast of Florida, even though, like June says, is that the Vietnamese, the Chinese, everybody is drilling in the Caribbean. And they're selling licenses to these foreign countries. You don't even need to go ahead and do this offshore drilling, a mile deep, then a couple miles underneath there. You could go ahead and go to North Dakota. You have oil up there as big as Saudi Arabia. They could go ahead and create a railway line. They could create a refinery. And you wouldn't have this problem. They don't want to do that. They want wiggers to pay $3, $4, or $5, or $6 a gallon. They want Mideast oil to flow because if Mideast oil is cut off, if there's oil from North Dakota, there's not no need to go ahead and save the dirty Jews in the Middle East because if you get your oil from North Dakota, you don't have to go that deep to get it. You could go ahead and turn it off any time, but they don't want to do that. They want people to go ahead and be, essentially dependent on Mideast oil. Because if they're dependent on Mideast oil, then you have to prop up the Saudi Arabia government. You have to go ahead and prop up the Iran puppet government. You have to go ahead and prop up the crusader bandit shitty state of Israel. So they don't want America to be energy independent. You don't need to go ahead and drill off the coast of Florida when you have all the oil you need in North Dakota. For anybody who goes ahead and drives on Interstate 80 in Wyoming, what you'll do is you'll see the Burlington Northern Line. You'll see a whole bunch of trains that are 5 miles long, loaded to the gills with coal, low sulfur coal, going to all these coal-fired power plants. And that's where the majority of electricity in this country comes from. It's low-sulfur coal from Wyoming. Well, guess what? If you have coal, you often have oil as well. Oil, like Eric Thompson, the rest say, oil is everywhere. And they talk about peak oil. Well, that's a lie. What happens is that the stuff bubbles up from the earth. It comes out of a hole in the ground. Now, in many cases, you don't need to go ahead and have this British Petroleum going ahead and incompetently creating a mile deep oil well. But you could. Essentially, Jim, and I think he's right, that was a deliberate attempt here to go ahead and show that we can't do any offshore drilling. Not that offshore drilling is needed. Not when you have plenty of oil in North Dakota. All you need to do, it's already been worked out how to do it, from how they did in Texas and Oklahoma. You don't need to drill a mile deep in water. If you go up to North Dakota and pump it out there, my friend John Britton, he was up there, plenty of oil. He did seismic. Back in 2008, he was busy as could be doing seismic in North Dakota. But now they're not doing seismic anymore. But the price of oil has gone down because, if you end up having that stuff, I imagine that any tanker which wanted to could just simply suck up this oil, which is supposedly leaking in big old miles. Just go ahead and take a big old pump. They'll go to oil slick and suck up a couple hundred thousand barrels here. What is the reason for that? Do you have anything to say, Zarathustra? Hello? Anyway, it sounds like Zarathustra is an ass clown. I don't know. Doesn't seem to have gone ahead and created anything intelligent. Anyway. Well, that's true. It won't destroy. I mean, I urge people go ahead and look on my June forum about these big lies in you here. But anyway, going on with Pastor, with the liability clues from the rest of these ass clowns. What they do is that essentially they're just dog bots. And so, so Zisser here. He goes ahead, he shows up, he plays his little game. And then he gets slapped down, then he disappears for a while. He's just a little criminal who's hiding out. And that's exactly what he is. He's sort of like a little possum here. The little possum sees a big predator, the possum goes ahead and plays dead. Until the possum figures out that the predator is left, where there's some good shit or low-hanging fruit. And that's pretty well what I said over on Fink's forum here. But anyway, this Amy Rose with some female, and they went ahead and accused her of being one of my sock puppets, and she's not. But anyway, they're calling me Pastor Amy or something like that. And then they whine about bearing false witness. Look, Wiggerswill and Pisser sound a lot like Clint Downey. What happens is you go ahead and say something about it, well, you have to prove it to their satisfaction. To their satisfaction. It's just like a pig. Your average pig thinks he goes ahead and he destroys the information, then you can't prove anything against him. No pig. The thing about it is that once I go ahead and apply a pair of pliers to your testicles, you'll tell me anything you want. After 2-3 days of it, you will be begging to die. And the thing about it is, you go ahead and tell me a lie. It's just going to be that much harder for you to tell me the truth as you see it. You don't have this little smarmy little grin. What I call a little pig-like smirk. When I go ahead, I used to go ahead and go to these council meetings and tell about the crimes these pigs committed. And what happens, these council critters, they set these pigs to go ahead and do this shit. They know damn well what's going on, but they come up with, I'm sure he's an lost man. Okay, regime criminal, are you going to bet your life on these odds, man? If I look at it, pig commits a crime, you've committed a crime. If I tell you once they committed a crime, you better go ahead and look and see what it is. If you try to cover it up, your life is forfeit. Your family's life is forfeit. The thing about it is, all these liberals, they go ahead and they whine about hate. Well, they sort of understand. They sort of understand is that, guess what? There's a lot of hate going on. And when things get tough, there's not going to be any sense in dicking around with them here. Look, FBI pigs, you're scared shitless. Now, Hal Covington, he's right. Sooner or later, Zog is falling apart. It's falling apart right now, and the end is getting closer and closer and closer in sight. If you people think that we're going to go ahead and be merciful to you, you are wrong. There's no reason for us to be merciful to you. We need to destroy you. We need to exterminate you. We need to make you scream. And that's what you'll do here. When you talk stupid shit about hate, you don't understand. Yes, we hate. You hate us, we hate you. It's Genesis 3:15. Anyway, what happens is that, the rest of them only whine about slander, and then they go ahead, and that's what Pisser did with the center. he went ahead and deleted the sender because I had a whole bunch of embarrassing posts. And I was struck last night by going ahead and looking at all these posts here, and they disappeared. Now, some of it was on my Pastor Linstead, blog, and I haven't got that thing up here. It's sort of difficult to go ahead because I haven't gone ahead and transferred the account fully. I need to do that. But a lot of these, things were to Visser's forum. He's gone ahead and nuked out a bunch of threads over on his old PhDBB. He's gone ahead and destroyed 5 years. Now, when you go ahead and you destroy the record, just like George Bush did about his deserting, when he was in the National Guard, initially you get away with it, but not in the long run. Because it is assumed that if you went ahead and destroyed the record, then whatever your opposition says against you must be true. And it will be taken as true. You know what I mean? Anyway. Yeah. Pastor Visser's friend, please let me on again. I don't think so. Anyway, I'm looking at this chat line here. It looks like Pisser's crew. Looks like Pisser's crew here are up and at him here. So I'm gonna go ahead and Nichols Air Force guest number 22. It's sort of like Obadorka and the rest here. I mean, they show up and they act like ass clowns here. They show up and then they whine about censorship or something like that here. Yeah, no. There's no need for me to put up your stupid shit. None whatsoever. So, anyway. In any case, you end up going ahead and getting tired of these idiots, and if they're smart, they wouldn't show up. But anyway, what was I? Anyway, Pisser went ahead and deleted the sender. And I'm sure he has a backup, but he went ahead and claimed that he was going ahead and stealing the bulletin here. And like all these Zog false fronts here, what they do is they go ahead and they pay for the forums to where they can go ahead and disrupt, but they don't pay their actual salary. And that way, if it ever ends up coming to testimony, they'll be able to go ahead and say, well, hey, no, he's not a worker for the FBI. See, they did the same thing with Hal Turner. And the thing about it is that Hal Turner went ahead and turned the tables on him by going ahead and saying, hey, yes, I'm an FBI. Not only am I an FBI rat, I'm an FBI agent provocateur. And everybody was making fun, oh, poo, 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 you can't use that as an excuse. Well, he did. And there was 2 mistrials. And then the April 12th, third trial, it didn't take place because essentially Zog was losing the stuff. See, it's just like when I was a kid in the Soviet Union, was going ahead and getting people to go ahead and snitch on each other by means of, I remember reading as a kid in the Reader's Digest about this dissenter named Yuri who got trapped into being a KGB spy because he got caught stealing a loaf of bread. He stole the people's goods or something like that. Well, they left that loaf of bread thinking, correctly, that Yuri was hungry. Yuri's family was hungry, so Yuri just go ahead and take what belonged to everybody in your workers' paradise. Well, guess what? He got caught. And then faced with 20 years in the gulag, he went ahead and he was a snitch. And the same thing happened in East Germany. Some of my relatives who stayed behind, they figured out that 1 out of 6 people in East Germany was an informant. And their poisoned relationship, at the very end, the Stasi were trying to go ahead. The Stasi, as in state police, Staatspolizei, Stasi, were going ahead after the Berlin Wall fell, and they were trying to go ahead and destroy and burn all these papers here. And essentially, these Germans decided to go ahead and forgive and forget. My bad, poison is much deeper. But this country, when things fall apart, look, pig life, you can go ahead and burn all the records you want, but the thing about it is we'll still know you were a pig. I don't need to go ahead and know that pigs are no good. I got my teeth knocked out before, you know, before my teeth knocked out. You mean set up to nut house by Don Hunt. And what happens is, you know, fuckers in the ocean forums, they knew about it. What happens is that, guess what, pig? One pig commits a crime, the whole family of pig life commits a crime. The regime criminal commits a crime. And what you do is you skin your way all the way up from the local pig all the way up to the governor. You destroy a family, the entire social service network. Their sons are killed and their daughters are raped. And if they're good, they can live life with a 666 branded on their forehead and an eye poked out and a hand poked out and worked to death. But what happens, you have no rights. If you're a regime criminal, you are to be destroyed. Someone goes, well, where is it saying that in the Bible? And the answer of it is, it doesn't say that in the Bible. If you're a regime criminal, if you were in the house of Saul or the house of Ahab, whatever happened to you was what you deserved. What we need to do, and that's what I'm working on, is that I don't like, Hunter Wallace and the rest of them. I'm going to go ahead and get to old Hunter and the rest of them here. But anyway, you hang around Visser. Essentially, there's no point in it here. I mean, all it is just, it's sort of like what happened to Andy Anderson's Holy Wars. You end up having Claude Downey, or Lil Meerkat, Maggie Bell, Bitch Bush, Andy Anderson, and Richard Nimoy. Five shitheads, you know, a Jew and four male priests and priestesses talking to one another. And what happens, you end up having 66 people. Three of them were my listeners. One of them was somebody I went ahead and shared with this character named Hengist. And I'm quite sure that Zog and everybody was spying on things here. If you want to go ahead and get a big forum, what you do is you go ahead and make it a secret forum, a Yahoo group, and you'll end up having a whole bunch of members. I used to spy in Covington. Anyway, back in the days when I wasn't affiliated with Covington. Now I don't spy in Covington, because, hey, him and me are allies. It's not really an alliance based upon love, but it's an alliance based upon, essentially, we have, Covington is no danger to Chris and Andy. And what happens, we're going to some of the same places here. Now, we may not agree at the very end result, but essentially, I'm sort of allied with Covington, and what happens is that Wiggerswill and Trader Glenn Miller and, the rest of these creators are, pissing and moaning about it. Whine, 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 whine. Whine, whine, whine. It's not doing any good. Anyway, I think I've gone ahead and talked enough of Pisser here. I need to go ahead and talk about what's going on. I'll fade the Butcher's forum. Let me see. I'm trying to go ahead and get to that here. I got a bunch of windows open. I'm looking for the window. Okay. Okay. Anyway, Adam's cover was number one. The Pisser Possum back from the Possum Dead eats some low-hanging shit. Obadorker, Liebel, and Amy Rose on Fink's forum here. Anyway, if you go over to Fink's forum, you go over to my forum, and I'll go ahead and post the Stumble In and the Beer Barrel Knoxville Descent. Essentially, what he is he's back, and he went ahead and showed up. Guy licks in as he thought, so he goes ahead and he retreats here. And that's what ends up happening here. I mean, all he is just a little Zogbot who's collecting a little bit of money. And, you know, sort of the Hal Turner sort of thing here. But he's not actually getting any money. So as a result, you know, anything which would go ahead and say that he is an employee of the FBI, like paying for, the mail, you know, post office box here. If the FBI pays for the post office box here, or the Department of Zoglad Insecurity, what happens is that is deemed a personal expense here. So they're not going to go ahead and pay for that here. They will pay for the server. They will pay for the V-Bulletin license, but they will not pay. You know, they'll pay for the tools of the snitching trade, but they won't pay for anything, for any personal thing, because then if they pay for personal items, then he becomes an employee of the FBI and the Department of Zogland and Security. And then if they try to go ahead and snitch him out here like they did Hal Turner, I mean, look, if you're a Zoglat here, they don't respect you. They use you. I don't think they respect the pisser. I mean, they're scared of me. But I don't respect the pisser. I don't respect the pisser. Nobody respects the pisser here. But, you know, that's why they would pay for his, you know, for his V-Bulletin license. They would pay for his server. It's the tools of the trade. I say it's paid for by the Department of Zogland Insecurity's petty cash drawer, because it don't cost much to go ahead and buy a Zogbot. I mean, most of these people, like Liability Clues here, they're just evil little critters who do evil. They serve Satan because they like serving Satan. Most of these people, like Wickerswill or Trader Glenn Miller, I don't even know why anybody who's Christian Dante went ahead and had anything to do with it. Why would you have something to do with a drunken Anglo mestizo? I mean, that's the main thing about, you know, about freaking, red niggers, is they can't hold their freaking liquor. Never seen one who could. Guys, the only way that, you know, the Anglo mestizo can hold his liquor is to simply not drink in the first place. Now, someone like me who's a Scandinavian and German, mainly, you know, German and Swedish ancestors here, yeah, we get drunk, but we don't make a habit of it here. We don't have to do that here. And by the time you reach my age here, well, hey, okay, I had three beers last month. I drank two of them one night. I had another one for dinner the other day. You know, Liar Bill, he goes ahead and he looks. He sees three boxes of Busch beer. Well, the fact of the matter is that only one of them has beer. The rest of them have beer cans that I'm saving. Or I save papers to go ahead and burn. You know, some of them I think are sort of sensitive. I don't want to go ahead and do it. You know, and after you've been in, you know, jail, you know, accused of anything, you get to where you save your sales receipts. Because then, you know, you don't want to go ahead and have a sales receipt you put out in trash. Because then, if you have a sales receipt, they know that you were at some place here, and now you can't prove you were at that place. So they can go ahead and accuse you of that particular crime. So one thing you definitely want to save is your sales receipts. And even if they're for 50 cents here and you're not going to go ahead and save them, burn them. Don't throw them in the trash. Don't throw anything in the garbage where the FBI can go ahead and dig through it legally without either subpoena or even a notice that they're spying on you. What happens is that whatever paper that you generate, be a sales receipt or anything that tells about your personal life, you save it and you burn it. Or you use it for garden mulch or something here. There's a lot of people, well, I got out of prison, I was real paranoid, I saved my receipt. I wouldn't let my receipts go in the trash. Well, yeah, that's something that you learned. Okay? For anybody listening here, you know, you might be in trouble, Zog. Don't, you know, save your papers that you need to, you know, that have anything to do with your life. You save them here. Now, in the old days, people used to go ahead and make sure that their enemies didn't get their fingernail clippings or anything like that here. But that's a good, you know, that's a good result as well. You don't want your hair clippings or anything going, you know, going in there, because guess what? The FBI can go ahead. They want to go ahead, or, you know, the pig life can go ahead and, you know, take, go ahead and take, you know, your hair clippings that you were stupid enough to leave in and put at the scene of a crime. Oh, guess what? Guess what we found? What is your hair clippings doing there here? We wouldn't go ahead and, you know, frame you, would we? Ha, ha, ha. Anything of a personal nature, if you're even thinking of going against Zog, you just, you know, you take care of yourself. Don't leave it laying around, okay? Yeah. Anyway, Nebbusters here. Yeah. Anyway. Extra Spurg. With Extra Spurg here, I used to learn how to play a bass guitar. I was in that house here. One of the things I'm going to do when I go ahead, I'm going to go ahead and sing. There's a song called I Want to Check You for Ticks here. I'm going to go ahead and sing. I'm going to go ahead and change the words to I want to get Extra Spurg. So old Jake Featherstone was saying is that, you know, Ace of Mercy, unbattable here. Well, he might be the unbattable here, but I don't think he's the ungeldable here. You know, and I'll go ahead and sing the song like I want to geld Ixenberg here. You know, sing it to the tune of, you know, I want to check you for ticks here. Well, I'll go ahead, you know, make up my own tune called I Want to Geld Ixenberg. But anyway, he called that one time Stumbling Radio. It ain't true. It ain't true. I'm a Jew faggot. You know, it was lots of sock puppets. And Mandalore and everybody's laughing their head off because he is a little Jew faggot. Go ahead and call him by how he doesn't have a lot of sock puppets here. You know what I mean? But anyway, getting on to number two, item number two. Trader Glenn Miller, Wigger Swill, and crew members are on Country Swarm. Why, Wiggers like Fade are useful, but often useless. The flowering of intellectual forums and blooming idiots. Okay. Over the last, I'd say 6 months or so. Now, Fade, you know, Fade the Butcher / Hunter Wallace, and when I get annoyed at him, I'm a little sock puppet. I call Cuntair Wallace, and I spell Wallass. And the thing about it is Fade doesn't really realize it, but what he's very good at, and what he's always been good at, is running a forum. He is very good at it. Now, he's very good. You know, he's gotten better at going ahead and keeping backups here. And what happens is the forum went down. Well, I got a backup in an hour. No, you didn't. It took you about a better part of a day to get back. But he is getting better. That's saving, you know, using the backup function that vBulletin has here. I have a backup function. I go ahead and back it up every 2 or 3 days. Today I went ahead and deleted, 800 spammer accounts today. But what he did is what he was very good at in 2005 is he paid $160 and he paid for a for server space and he ran 4 or 5 seats. He did a very good job of it, but what he did is he had a whole bunch of these little Whiggers and these little intellectuals and these little Jews or something like that. And he goes ahead and he gets on there here. And then he talks about, I'm making good with Gary White or Gary Wise or some other shithead here who's, you know, probably a Jew and, you know, I'm proto-Philo-Semitic or something like that. And what Fade's good at is going ahead and bringing a bunch of these little intellectuals. But the thing about it is intellectuals are worthless in the fight. We're talking about William Pierce and Wigger Swill and Trader Glenn Miller. He's over on Fade's, you know, reorganized forum. Now, essentially, you know, Wigger Swill is bitching that Jamie Kelso won't allow him and Trader Glenn Miller to post here, and he's allowing, you know, Harold Covington in the name of one of the sock puppets to go ahead and post there. And I don't see what Wigger Swill is bitching because, I mean, what difference does it make if Covington, through a back door, is going ahead and doing the same thing that April Gady is doing through the front door. I wonder if we're still pissed off that April Gady got tired of him beating on her ass here. Now, supposedly she used to be a big slut here, and when John Britton, you know, was around not driving a truck or, you know, he was home, if he was at home today here, you know, he'd be going ahead and we might go ahead and do something on April Gady here, and I'd go ahead and say, camel toe, camel toe. And he'd go ahead and say, catcher's mitt, catcher's mitt. You know, sort of like, tastes great, left silly here. But essentially, she said that old Wiggerswill had a, you know, small little Anglo mestizo pecker. And then old Wiggerswill was talking about, well, he may have had a small organ, but you expect to play in such a big cathedral. That was the old Robert Friends joke here with Elizabeth Bennet. Anyway, you know, so I found that movement. I know all the inside jokes here. You know, the joke is, what a wee organ, you know, and then what happens to the answer? Well, I didn't expect, you know, I may have a wee war organ, but I didn't expect to play in such a huge cathedral. And, I mean, that's the same thing. That's the same thing. You go ahead and use this joke. You just go ahead and use this joke, be it, you know, be it liar, build the clueless, and Clinton Downey, or what happens? I had this one, you know, this was a hilarious one to wear. The old supposedly pisser is calling out Clint here and talking about, I have a little problem, though. Oh, Clint doesn't understand. She sort of thinks, well, what happens is those creams and extension lotions, they don't help here. I got everything from my meerkat here, but you have a wee organ, but I have a huge gaping, stretched-out cathedral the size of the Grand Canyon. And the old pisser says, well, it's not that. And he says, well, not exactly, LOL here. That's the thing about old pisser here. Every time you catch a little shitty possum, here, grabbing for some low hanging fruit of persimmons here. Oh, by the way, here's a tongue twister. Pastor Pisser picked a pack of pickled possums. A pack of pickled possums Pastor Pisser picked. See if you can't say it a long time. I'm going to go ahead and add that to old Jeremy Visser's sign-in page here. Pastor Pisser picked a pack of pickled possums. A pack of pickled possums Pastor Pisser picked. But anyway, you go ahead and you know all these inside jokes, but, you know, Wiggerswell had a bad reputation for beating up all his humps here. And Covington went ahead and mentioned it. He's not allowed to go ahead and mention Wiggerswell by name. So that was a big stink about two months ago to where Robert Campbell, you know, he used to be Todd Wee Wee Spurg over on VNNF here, and, you know, supposedly he makes a big deal about not liking Trip Glenn Miller, but essentially he's a Zogbot, I'm pretty sure, and his job is to go ahead and make it easier for Wiggerswill and Trader Glenn Miller. And what happens is that Jamie Kelso won't put up with their shit. And near will anybody else. I'm trying to tell Fade the Butcher is that, guess what? If you get caught supporting Trader Glenn Miller, the old resistance, and by the old resistance, I mean the pre-Waco resistance, will not forgive you. And Covington is probably the youngest member of what the old, you know, resistance is. I mean, pretty well the old resistance, like Metzger and David Lane and the rest here, have either died out and died away or got real old or got pretty well tired of this, you know, pretty well just left it a long time ago. You know, pretty well, I'm really actually a member. I'd say I'm the oldest member of the new resistance. And I was looking at this stuff and thinking after 15 years, there's hardly anybody I recognize who used to be there other than Trader Glenn Miller and Red Mike Vanderkuyke. There's nobody I recognize from 1994, when I was running a militia. Pretty well, that's the old thing here. Anyway, Albert Dryden went ahead and said, well, what makes the, you know, DSCI clergy? And the answer is that with Pastor Butler going ahead and having all these skidheads and criminals and the rest of the stuff here, his ordination through Butler is pretty well extinct. You have Gallet. The Visser can't really claim ordination from Butler and Swift, not when he has his pet Mamzer. going ahead and saying that Wesley Swift and Richard Butler were Mamzers, he pretty well screwed that away. Not the only one who ends up having any, connection to Wesley Swift anymore that I know is John Britton. William Fain doesn't. Me, I might say John Britton, but the answer is that now I've pretty well gotten around that by essentially incorporating my own church. There really is no clergy other than perhaps John Britton and the Britton family and maybe a few other times that nobody knows about who have any ties back to Wesley Swift at all, because Butler never ordained Sci-Fi Faber. What happened to Sci-Fi Faber was ordained through August Christ, who was in rebellion to Butler. And what happens, Ray Redfern decided to get back with Butler, but not August Christ. And then what happens is Faber went ahead and betrayed August Christ. And there's a number of people, about everybody seems, know that Sci-Fi Faber ended up being excommunicated by Butler. So he's not Butler's last general. But anyway, you end up having on the swell and Trader Glenn Miller. Okay. Let's see. Anyway, I don't tolerate Exisberg. I mean, he's just on there here because he pretty well didn't finish off stumbling. Well, I'm stumbling and Beer Barrel. Essentially, between stumbling and Beer Barrel, there's actually more activity, I think, than what there used to be before stumbling there was here. It's just the thing about it is you end up having the clique, on Beer Barrel. You have the clique over at stumbling, and both places have a shout box. And as a result, there's not very much posting left anymore being done. The shout box pretty well just takes every little thing here. Anyway, old Exisberg, he went ahead and posted this picture of some slut here taking a cum shot in the face here, and he got banned for a week. As Heinrich Himmler, though, he should have been banned as Arnoldus here. But people put up with stupid shit. I don't know why, but they do. In case going on. The thing about Fade is that he goes ahead and he gets all these intellectuals and he thinks his intellectual crap is valuable. The same way as Jamie Kelso and the rest here. And the thing about it is that, these intellectuals, the flower. I mean, the last 6 months I've seen Fade the Butcher and he has, some of the stuff that writes is pretty good stuff here. But when it comes down to it, look, Fade. You don't want to be associated with Trader Glenn Miller. You don't want to be associated with Wiggerswell. But second of all, don't go ahead and try to find out how the National Alliance was run. The best thing, the closest thing I've seen to why William Pierce did what he did, it was over on Ashkenazi activist or Anchorage activist blog, is that someone said that when Pierce found out he had prostate cancer less than 6 months to live, he didn't really care what happened to National Alliance. I think it was a little bit different then. I think that Pierce knew the FBI pretty well let him be, because the reason they let him be is that there's always going to be some hatred against the Jews, and what they do is that since it's going to happen anyway, you might as well control who goes ahead and gives it. When the order gave $400,000 to William Pierce, the order didn't buy William Pierce, the FBI did, because guess what? It could have been just like Don Gaiman, who received only $12,000 or $25,000, who went ahead and narked and snitched out everybody at Fort Smith, but they let him do it. But I think that what happened is that when Pierce figured out he was dying, pretty well the FBI already had it, or Zog already had a veto on a successor. I've often wondered why he didn't go ahead and just give it to Billy Roper, because Billy Roper was the most sound of lot here. What happens, Wiggerswell was still living in the 1990s when he was, membership activist of the William Pierce fan club, a.k.a. National Alliance. When you end up having all these freaking tars who couldn't get any pussy or anything like that, National, everybody going ahead and pretend to be great, white nationalist leaders, and I sang with Wigger Swill. He couldn't get any Wigger pussy. I left by going ahead and pretending to be a big, bad Aryan warrior here. And throughout the time here, be it in the militia movement or something like that here, whenever you see somebody claiming to be special forces or something like that, ask him for his freaking DD-214 file. Now, mine's up in there. Mine is stacked up in my mother's farm. I don't have access to it here, but one of these days, I'll try to get access to it. And I'll go ahead and scan it in, delete the Social Security number. People go ahead and see that I actually was stationed for 19 months in the 2nd Battalion, 42nd Field Artillery Lance. Okay, folks, I need to go ahead and hang, go ahead and put in my cell phone battery's going beep, beep, beep. But anyway, mouth being charged. Oh. Hello. Have I lost the air? Well, anybody in chat here, could you go ahead and tell me whether or not I've lost the chat? Can you folks hear me? Because that's what happened to me. That's what happened to me. Okay, loud and clear. Thanks, guest number 23. Cell phone just went ding ding, so I had to go ahead and plug it in. Anyway, I'm sitting in my cluttered computer room. It's not unhygienic here, but there's papers scattered all over the freaking place. I had to go ahead and dig out some stuff here, but what happens is that I, anyway, sort of like Pierce's desk, I'm always able to find out, throughout the clutter where stuff is here, because I have the clutter sort of arranged to my satisfaction, even though it's not arranged to anybody else's. Anyway, going on. Pierce, some people may say Pierce is poison. The thing about it is that, when I used to talk to Kat Jelaine, she'd sometimes get bitter about throwing books to yours with $400,000. And essentially, that's pretty well what the price is. Trader Glenn Miller got $250,000 here. And what happens, Trader Glenn Miller is over on Fade the Butcher's thing trying to talk about what a wonderful job he did. We didn't do a wonderful job. We got $250,000, and the thing about it is, I think Trader Glenn Miller was a snitch from day freaking one when he was still in the Army. The Army used to, Army probably still does. The Army is scared shitless of a white supremacist problem. Now, back in the 70s and 80s, they had a Klan problem. Now, today, You don't want to go ahead and show a racist or Nazi or KKK tattoo. There's people who have a tattoo, and there was some stink about 2 weeks ago about how this guy couldn't get in the Marines because of a tattoo. And the Army doesn't want you to have white extremist things here. The problem of it is that most of their fighting force, their Green Berets and Special Forces, their Navy SEALs, are 96-97% white. And the reason they're 96-97% is that niggers may be quite physical, but niggers are usually not very smart. There are some smart niggers, but what happens is that the vast majority of the actual fighting men, the Army is 10,000 killers, the rest is a Job Corps uniform. And what happens, Wigger Swill and Trader Glenn Miller, I bet if you look through DD-214s, what they do is they show if they were a truck driver assigned temporary duty. Like this one guy, I was Special Forces, I'm Green Beret. I had a tank fall in me, me. And what happens is that's what broke my back here. And then what happens, this guy who had actually been the Special Forces in 1963 when it first got started, he used to tell about essentially how they'd go ahead and play the little games about being, how they'd go ahead and play the little games. Now, if you've ever been in the Army, what happens is that certain, they want to go ahead and have so many people shoot expert here. If you miss a few targets here, they'll go ahead and pretend that you hit them. You know what I mean? They'll pretend that you hit them. I mean, what happens is that no officer and no You know, it's called OER, Officer Efficiency Report. And what happens is that you don't want too many men to have clap from screwing unprotected prostitutes or whatever. You don't want to have too many rapes. You don't want to have too many Article 15s. And you want to have everybody, you know, to go ahead and qualify. So you go ahead and ignore what's called this BOLO, to where he couldn't even hit 16 out of 50, you know, 16 targets out of 50. You know what I mean? So they lie and they that's what they usually are here. My friend's six killer, he said, well, what happens? We didn't have niggers in the 160th Special Operations Airborne Regiment. I said, yeah, but the 160th SOAR is the elite of combat aviation here. But you don't have too many niggers in combat aviation. You can't afford to have a nigger helicopter mechanic. You can't afford to have a stupid white nigger helicopter mechanic. But if you're in a nuclear, ground launched nuclear missile unit like the Lance here, you'd have people like myself, 147 GT score, which is the IQ score. No, but the average was about 120. Over 110 or so, at least. And what happens is that the field artillery surveyor crew, they'd be mainly white, a few niggers, but they'd have over 100 average because they have to do some math. But the missile crewman, dumb as a bag of rocks, except for the PFC or a Spec 4, who has to aim the nuclear weapon. The actual gunner might be a nigger, might be a nigger gunner sergeant, but he ain't the one that he's aiming. It's a smart white Spec 4 PFC. So what happens is that wherever he requires brains, you have a white person doing it. But, we had one guy, he had CEO, one nigger, he was a blue-black nigger, he was a nice nigger. He was a blue-gum nigger, and blue-gum niggers are usually far nicer than your shit-colored nigger mamsers. Your shit, adding white blood makes niggers smarter, but it makes them meaner. It makes them untrustworthy. A blue-gum nigger usually has a sweet disposition. He's a nigger knows he ain't, blue-gum nigger knows he ain't the smartest, knife and, and what happens is that, at least the blue-gum nigger knows enough to know that he wants the white man to, look after shit for him. You know what I mean? I'd far rather work with blue-gum niggers than shit-colored niggers because they got sweeter temperament here. They're still niggers. But yeah, what happens is most of the niggers, the cook section here. Well, this guy, he 67 IQ, he had a 70 IQ WAP from South Philly here, and he was on the crewman. He was trained, the 67 IQ, and only 65 IQ nigger was trained as a missile crewman. This was the tail end of the Carter Army. And what happened, he was too dumb even to be a missile crew, even be a missile crewman. So what they did is they cross-trained him as a cook here. The dumbest form of humanity is a nigger infantry cook here because shit, they didn't trust him with a gun. So they give him, there was a T-shirt that was so popular back then. It was cross-spatulas, said Army Cook, death from within. They'll cross-spatulas. Scully Crossbone here and say, U.S. Army Infantry Cook, death from within. It was hilarious, but it is hilarious here, but anyway, that's just the way niggers are here. That's what they were. And I was at Grafenwehr. It was a Grafenwehr, the battery was a Grafenwehr, where they trained with, where they'd go ahead and qualify. And Grafenwehr usually wasn't used for missile firing. That was in Crete because, usually a Lance would be about 75 miles to be about the average flight. You don't want to, you could detonate a nuclear weapon only 8 kilometers away, but shoot, I wouldn't want to be around when a nuclear weapon goes off here. I mean, everything gets, you know, I mean, you know, these not be firecrackers as far as nuclear weapons, but still, when a nuclear weapon goes off here, it creates a lot, it screws up a lot of crap here. You know, so usually the missile goes about 35 miles, and that's not, you know, that's not far enough for grappling. But anyway, we were sitting in there, and since I was, you know, I was a polite, you know, I was a polite, you know, PFC inspector, and so they assigned me to the room with niggers, and you know, here's these niggers, and they're stealing each other's TA-50, their equipment here. And this one said, "Hey, you niggers seen my socks here?" And he said, "That's a hell of a deal, being a room full of thieving niggers here. You know, they're all stealing your shit." And what happens is that he'd steal his, you know, his nigger buddies, you know, TA-52. He was one of them. He sort of looked and remembered that there was one non-nigger in there. He said, "Well, I didn't mean you, Limstead." I said, "Well, I should hope not." Anyway, that's, you know, that's just the way they are. But how do I get on to niggers here? Anyway. Well, the thing about it is that I didn't really have the launch codes here. What happens, nobody does. You know, it's called NROS. And what happens is that there'd be red and blue, and one would be a officer, usually a first or second lieutenant, and the other would be a, you know, usually a sergeant first class, you know, or sometimes a staff sergeant, you know, and I never did become, you know, more than a Spec 4. But then again, I only served for 2 years. I didn't want to become a lifer. And that's why I never seen the good to Trader Glenn Miller. He was just a drunken Anglo-Macizo lifer here. Anyway, this is what I got in the Army here. I greatly doubt Trader Glenn Miller was actually in the Special Forces. Other than as maybe a supply sergeant. Because when you go into Fort Bragg here, you know, I mean, Special Forces here, yeah, they, you know, it's easier just to go ahead and drive people by truck rather than by helicopter or whatever. It's a whole lot cheaper to just drive a deuce and a half. So you end up having, you don't really have for Special Forces, you don't really have truck drivers. You don't really have supply clerks here. And that's what I think, so, you know, that's why I think Trader Glenn will, you know, Miller, and that's why I think Quiggerswill, Willie Williams was just some little flunkies, you know, who are little lifers, little Anglo-Mestizos here. And they act like Anglo-Mestizos. And the thing about the order is that, essentially, the order, when it, you know, is this Tom Martinez, and here's Terry Glenn Miller going on and on and on about order ranks. And some of the order, like Denver Day, Parmalee, and a few others, they did snitch. But not David Lane. But not, you know, but not Scutari. And essentially, I'll have to go ahead and look at what happens if you're white. Yeah, you go to prison, you have to go ahead and form to protect yourself against niggers and beaners. And if you do that, well, you're automatically a white supremacist and you're treated badly. Now, the thing about it is, these Ogbots and these prison crats and the rest of them don't understand is that, you know, with free elections or something like that, you go ahead and you treat whites badly. Why shouldn't whites go ahead and destroy you? Absolutely. Look, Mr. Fitty. And, you know, that's why you end up having all these Ogbots. They show up because what happens is Zog knows that things are going badly. And what they want to do is they want to go ahead and deal with any potential Adolf Hitlers and Joseph Stalins and Mao Zedongs and Pol Pots and Felix Dzerzhinskis who will arise. Among whites, there's only one. Only one out of 20 really has any great leadership, you know, potential. The rest are just merely Uyghur animals who don't have any initiative. We don't have any real ability. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to go ahead and find out where the next Timothy Veigh is showing up. Because Timothy Veigh hung around. If you know, this was a little bit before the internet. But chances are, just like this Polack kid who went ahead and shot, you know, three pigs, he was on sperm fronts. And that's what the vast majority of these people are spying on, sperm front, and stumble in, a few other places here. You go in around 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, you have 8 logins, and you have about 60 guests. Well, 2 o'clock, it's 10 o'clock in Israel. And they're still, they're going ahead and hoovering up all this stuff that's available. Not that they need to do it. They have the NSA, and probably every bit can go ahead and be logged in. But that's the way it's always been with white nationalists or pseudo-white nationalist sites. You will end up having almost always far more guests lurking than you will have actual members. And I go ahead and I'm able to go ahead and look and I see what these people are looking. A lot of it is that Breckenridge is right, is that, you know, Lindsteadania brings in people looking for Lindstedt material. And I was thinking about, you know, new and stuff, things right here. But anyway, Zog, these Zogbots, they are looking for the next Timothy LeVay or Adolf Hitler or Joseph Stalin leaders who's going to go ahead and take all these Uyghurs who don't know what's going, but these Uyghurs are desperate for leadership. And essentially, that is what they're spying on. And here's Faye, he ends up having all these little intellectual Uyghurs who jack their jaws. But for all practical purposes, they don't amount to anything. Way back when Leah was all running around here, she used to admit that Adolf Hitler despised intellectuals. And the answer of this is that, guess what? You can buy an intellectual cheap. But someone like me or Six Killer, well, okay. You know, in some cases, I am an intellectual. I call myself a renegade intellectual. You have that card here. And yes, I am somewhat of an intellectual, but essentially, I don't let intellectuality go ahead and hide from what I need to do here. I don't need to go ahead and talk about philo-Semitism or anti-Semitism or the rest here. Jews are small Satan, they're to be exterminated. The reason Jews are around is that Yahweh allows them to be around so that heaven will not be crowded with Uyghurs. Pretty soon we're coming up to a great tribulation, and guess what? Yahweh won't need no Jews then because the Jews will have done their job and let the Uyghurs go ahead and destroy their own country. This curse, you know, is that Yahweh said, look, children of Israel, the racial alien will be raised real high and you'll be brought real low. And I need to go ahead and post some stuff from June. He goes ahead, he had an interview with Beener, and essentially Beener says, hey, look, the Federales has given me this, you know, this country of yours, I might as well take it. He's mad as hell at this Beener for essentially telling this Beener's admitting that he's a thief. And the Beener don't care because he's allowed to steal. So do you blame the Beener for stealing because he's a Beener? Or do you blame the Uyghur for allowing the Jew to run wild? Because guess what? Every Uyghur thinks that there's some other Uyghur he can go ahead and claim is racist here, and he can go ahead and live off these other Uyghurs here. But the thing about it is the end is coming up in sight here. You end up having Europe this last week. This May has lost. It's the lowest ever since. There's been an uptick back in April of last year, thanks to a Bongo stimulus package. Well, you know, look, folks, if you want to read anybody, read Carl Denninger's Market Ticker. Old Carl's becoming pretty grumpy here because he don't see any good news. There is no economic recovery. Things are about to turn even worse. And certainly have over because, you know, essentially all these people are figuring out, even if you bail out these thieving Greeks for €1 trillion, if they're not able to go ahead and pay 60 million euros or 60 billion euros, how are they going to go ahead and pay back €1 trillion? I mean, let's say you loan somebody $60. How is he supposed to be paid back? You know, because he's been living high You go ahead and pay somebody $60 because he's been living high and he hasn't been taking care of his money, his SSI check here, and you loan him. It says $60, you loan him $1,000. If he isn't able to pay you back at $60, how's he going to pay you back that $1,000 plus interest? Well, same thing applies. If he can't go ahead, he's $60 billion in the hole, how is loaning him $1 trillion in order to bail out the banksters? How's he going to be able to pay back a trillion if he wasn't able to pay back $60 billion? Isn't anybody asking, simple questions like that? But anyway, going on with those, Butcher, Fade has a brand, Fade is like, in many cases, he's just a winker. And I try to go ahead and explain to Fade, but guess what? You don't need to listen to Trader Glenn Miller or Wigger Swill throwing a fit, talking about how a coward here. Don't let Listed go ahead and talk. You ought to keep him in trust. Like, you ought to ban Listed. Well, because guess what? I got banned at Jamie Kelso's White News Now. Well, look, Fade. Jamie Kelso had enough sense to go ahead and stick his foot down and say, hey, look, Trader Glenn Miller, look, Quaker School, you're not welcome over here. Now, what happens if I'd been Kelso, I'd gone ahead and allowed it on there, but the Kelso doesn't want to do that shit. So what happens? What Sergeant Snitch doing? He's going ahead and threatening, huffing and puffing Fade. Why? Oh, by the way, I went ahead and posted a few things on that here, and old Trader Glenn Miller went ahead and deleted this thread because I pretty well ripped him a whole new one. So a couple posts disappeared over at Fade's board here because I made the mistake of piggybacking them onto a thread started by Trader Glenn Miller. Trader Glenn Miller goes ahead and deletes the initial thread. It goes ahead and deletes. But not to matter. I went ahead and saved a copy. I always save the copy. That's why I have my V-Bulletin for them. I've always had a web page of my own to go ahead and save my stuff here. Now, unlike the Pisser Possum, I don't go ahead and delete stuff. I've made mistakes over the years. Some of the stuff, good Lord, that fool said this stuff. Well, yes, he did. Okay? Anyway. I go ahead and save these threads over on whitenationalist.org. But anyway, Fade, don't try to go ahead and recreate National Alliance because National Alliance declined here. But let's say you get real important and you do all this sort of stuff here. All that will happen to you, is that Zod will go ahead and accuse you of child molestation. I'm a friend at Nuthouse. He went ahead and he went ahead and his son had some money and they paid this lawyer to write him a federal habeas corpus and the Nut House got wind of that because they were spying on his mail illegally. So what they did is they dismissed the charges against him and then sent him to prison. Now he's at the Fulton Center, Resource and Diagnostic Center. What happens, he went from the relatively freer air of the Nut House to the far more inclined. And, what happens is that, hey, he tells me his letters are being read and his phone calls are being monitored. And they tell you that the phone calls are being monitored. So he's in a lot harder place here. And what happens, did Nut House treat him right? No, they imprisoned him for 5 years. And then when they find out that he's going ahead and fighting his conviction on, bogus child molestation charges, he's the opposite, set of the coin for me here. See, the guy admits he's nuts. And he didn't like his public pretender. So what happens, they made him defend himself, and he got convicted. Now what happens is the charges, they accused him of rape. Well, guess what? The girls are still virgins, but they wouldn't allow that, to be put in the evidence here. There are 750,000, quote, convicted child molesters here. And the thing about it is that if they want to go ahead and destroy you, They don't go ahead and put dope in your backpack or anything anymore. They just go ahead and accuse you of child molestation. And then all the wiggers will go ahead and convict you. Oh, good lawyers, I know. And what happens is 2 weeks ago, the U.S. Supreme Court went ahead and ruled that, guess what, niggers, you know, young niggers can't be put, you know, in prison for the rest of their life for a non-murder crime, and they can't be executed if they were underage. But guess what? If you're a, quote, convicted child molester, or even accused of being one, you can be civilly detained forever without a trial. That's what happened to me for 2.5 years. Fade, if you end up building a great big organization, that's what's going to happen to you. Now, it happened, you know, happened to me. They tried to do it against Lewis Beam. They've been doing this since before World War II. Against Pelley's silver shirt, you know, Pelley of the silver shirts. His son was accused of child molestation. And that's how they went ahead and did that here. And the only way to go ahead and break these people of this habit is that, guess what? You make a false accusation, you die. Your family dies, regime criminals. What happens is that, you know, the penalty is that you get skinned alive. Your son gets killed and your daughter gets raped. And your bloodline gets cut off here. And anybody who sides with you, they die too. Same way as the house of Ahab. What does it say in the Bible? That? And the answer is, it doesn't say anything in the Bible. It says that regime criminals die. It doesn't say anything about whether they get executed on the first day or on the fifth day after a long, you know, torture here. That's left to whoever is in power, just like General Jehu. He butchered out the house of Ahab. And if you went ahead and buried one of the carcasses that he went ahead and dropped off at Naboth's, you know, vineyard to be eaten by the dogs, you and your whole family died too. You were assumed to be siding with these traitors. So look, Fade, you're not much smarter, and I think you don't have any more will than Kevin Alfred Strom. I don't think Kevin Alfred Strom was guilty. He was just a total, you know, pussy who, you know, chose bad wives, and they dicked him. They dicked him. And what happens is that Kelvin Alfred Strom didn't have any more guts than to plead guilty. Same way with you, Fade. You're not a tough man. You're a weak man. Don't build up a big organization like Trader Glenn Miller wants you to. Because what happens is Trader Glenn Miller has more likely been working for Zog ever since he was in the Army, stitching out Klan operations. Looks like a drunken Anglo Macizo, so hey, here's these stupid Klansmen. Think he's one of them, he's probably stitching them on here. When the order gave Trader Glenn Miller $250,000, you know, Zog was pleased. Saves Zog from having to give him, you know, Trader Glenn Miller $250,000. Same thing with the Tisser here. Same thing with John Parsons here. You know, we used to do on this sort of thing. Don't. You're not able. You got the will. You know, you're a little bit better than, you know, the Pisser here. You're not a criminal, but you are not. You're not a tough man here. I'm a tough man. And all I could do was, you know, I couldn't do anything. They would not allow me to work on my, you know, my case against Ron Blood. They wouldn't allow me to have anything more than, quote, 2 inches of paper. That was even enough to go ahead and cover all the crap that they're generating against me. I wasn't able to work on my case until I got to Goldman. And that's by default here. And what happens is that, shoot, if you're in that house, why, you're soon to be nut, and therefore none of what you write is taken seriously. You're just detained indefinitely here. And say, the thing about it is, shoot, you wouldn't, you know, I mean, it's a hell of a deal to be over 30 years old and the biggest turned out wigger punk. Because guess what? You go to a bunch of Anglo Mestizos, they'll be selling your ass for, you know, for a carton of ramen, you know, noodles here. like I, you know, like a joke about old Pisser doing this sort of thing here. No, you know, Faye, don't try to go ahead and create. Go ahead, don't go ahead and try to create a gang here. Just go ahead and be a bunch of intellectuals. Do what you do. Keep your, you know, keep your forum open to all opinions here, including Trader Glenn Miller's, including Wigger's Quills. I laugh my head off here, dicking with, you know, Trader Glenn Miller. It's hilarious fight with Trader Glenn Miller. Think about it, it's like I told Lewis Beam, catch a lane, Trader Glenn Miller is not dangerous. Shoot, if you side with Trader Glenn Miller, it's because you're a fool and a traitor. Well, that's what you're assumed. I don't have any use for fools who side, you know. I mean, if you believe lies, it's because you are a devil. You are the spawn of Satan or a Mamzer, and you love the lies here. The truth, you know, what you believe is the truth is altogether a function of what side you're on. If you believe Zog lies, that's because you are a Zog. Think about it. Poor Wigger Swell, his glory days was being with old, you know, being the little membership director for the William Fierce, you know, fan club, a.k.a. National Life. All these losers, all these Mamzers, Anglo Mestizos who never got any pussy, are here by thinking that they're dangerous. They're dangerous. I used to see the same thing of Wiggers who would join the 26th, you know, Springfield Militia. Here's these two people, a man and his wife here, never seen him before. He's a captain. She's a first lieutenant. And they got some off-brand army fatigues. And I said, how much do they cost? Oh, $65 a piece. I said, okay, well, what kind of rifle do you have? They don't have a rifle. He has a 38 that he has in the dresser drawer here. I'm looking at them. They spent $65 a piece for uniforms instead of $65. I mean, you could have bought for about a little bit, you know, about $65, you could have bought a SKS here. If they'd been seriously paid for the SKS and ditched the stupid uniforms, I'm writing an article called The Young Hun Gorilla because of it here, but, you know, about what Menachem Begin used to say about, you know, launching a successful guerrilla war. And Menachem Begin was a dirty Jew who ran the Irgun. You know, he's a murderous dirty Jew who essentially drove the British out of Israel when the British ran it. He was a terrorist. But he was a successful terrorist. You know what I mean? Oh, Lyle Bell's still in there? Oh, okay. Oh, Lyle Bell's here? Okay. Why hasn't Wiggerswell actually done an organization? He was William Pierce's, you know, little membership director. He's in Hog Heaven. He got all this Wigger pussy. He's sort of like a little nigger hanging around these students for a democratic society. He gets to fuck all these stupid Wigger chicks, you know. All these broad-burning Wigger chicks here against the war. He's just like a nigger who goes ahead and do it here. Now, Lyle Bell DeClillis here, the mumps nutted wonder here. oh, Lyle Bell DeClillis here, I mean, shit. I have the Nicola nieces here. And he probably wouldn't know what to do with any pussy here. I mean, sort of shaped like a pear. I don't know how he can even go ahead and maneuver here. Probably Lyle Bell DeClillis probably ain't seen his dick since he was about 5, maybe. And then he was telling Roxy that Mump settled his nuts here, so he can't have any kids here. But from my gal, I don't think, you know, I mean, this is probably awful being on poor old Wire Bill DeClueless. Anyway. Anyway. I would say we kept you locked up. Well, of course you do. That's what Trader Glenn Miller and Wigger Swill and Mob Defrog Flanders, you know, Squirrely Glenders said here. You know, the fact of the matter is that there's a lot of people who think I'm a total sociopath here. And the fact of the matter is that to them, that's true. But guess what? In a Pastor Lindstedt Taliban sort of thing, there's only one. Come to CPM instead of being a pussy. Well, look why I'm feeling the clueless. Come on down! You killed it. I'll relieve you of your mumps netted problem. Come on down. See, the thing about it is why I build the clues. You're just like all these other little wiggers here. All these other little faggots I've fought over the years. They go ahead, they claim, well, what do I do? Okay, well, you issued the challenge? I get to name the territory. Come on down to my house. And the thing about it is, if you want me to go ahead, now, I could probably kill you without any problem. You know, if I killed you, I'd probably end up having to go back to Fulton here. So maybe, you know, but the chances are, you know, as a result of what's happened to me here, I can't go ahead and ever be accused of first-degree murder here because there'll be questions whether or not I'm mentally sane here. And there's a lot of people who think I'm a complete sociopath. And to them, that's probably true here. I really, I think 140 million Uyghurs have to die. But Trader Glenn Miller, I mean, you know, Liar Bill, he's just sort of like the shithead who runs around and, lose some money fat ass and lives t shit. Look, dumbass. I was up to 260 pounds. I'm down to 250. The thing about it is liability clearance is still probably 10 pounds more than I am, even though I'm 6 inches taller than him. You know what I mean? He's about 5'8". If you go ahead and look at, you know, so, I mean, the thing about it is that, I don't know, old Liar Bill, you go ahead and look at him, he fucking waddles is what he does. I've never seen such a belly, you know, of that fucking, you know, in my life here. And that's why I call him 250 pounds of dog shit and 150 pounds of sack. Now, I'll admit, I weigh about 150 right now. But, I may wear a little bit less here because I've been pretty well working fairly hard in my garden here. When it's hot, I don't feel like eating very much. But, in any case, look, Liar Bill, if you want to come on down. You know, I can do whatever the hell I want to you. You know what I mean? But, the question you want to ask is whether or not I want to risk going back up to Fulton, you know, and spending, you know, for a 96-hour, you know, for a 96-hour evaluation, which probably stretched into a 28-day one and a 6-month one or whatever here. But the fact of the matter is, Liar Bill, you come down here, I can do whatever I want to you. Now, if I gold you, go ahead and make you a bell priest assembly like you want to be. You know, remove your mumps-nutted thing here. Well, I'd probably be treated as a maniac here. And there's a lot of people think I'm a maniac here. There's a lot of people, sort of like old Stevie Buck on VNNF here. He goes ahead. He yaps about, you know, yaps. He says, "This is a scared maniac here. He's had to put a bullet in my head." I said, "I didn't let him put a bullet in your head. I offered to go ahead and guilt you on the Jerry Springer show." That's not the same thing as putting a bullet in your head. He's going to go ahead and talk to the FBI about me. Look, Liar Bill. If you go ahead and you give out a challenge, I get to name the ground. That's the way it works here. You know what I mean? The fact of the matter is that Liar Bill is really nothing more than just a low-level little Zogbot who goes ahead and he sits there and he listens in. He makes up shit here. He's a delusional liar. And it don't really matter what he wants. It doesn't really matter what he wants. I mean, we go ahead and listen to him talk about how, you know, he was a fat little kid and a bully. You know, the fact of the matter is that never in my life was a particularly fat kid. I think I was the second or third tallest when I was young. And, I was 5'8", 5'9". Yeah, I was about 5'8". You know, the same height that old Liar Bill is now. And essentially, I was big enough to where, hey, I was not an easy target for bullying. my badge of liability was. I imagine if he lived around freaking St. Louis, well, he probably was bullied all the time here. So,
anyway,
you want to open and spew your crap? Visser is not too tight. Visser is, you know, I mean, what happens is that, you know, look, Lionel, you're about, oh, I'd probably say about four times that old pisser is. Of course, that depends on whether or not the pisser is back to being a mess goober or not. You know what I mean? Anyway, you know, that's a lie. Does Pastor Profane check the chat at all? Of course I do here. Look, Lionel, I mean, you know, you're such an ass clown. I'm going to go ahead and let you go ahead and say whatever the hell you want because you're hilarious, Lionel. In any case, you know. I mean, you know, Lionel, if you want, why don't you go back to Chris and Dashless here. You know, I got you as Liar Bill. You can go ahead and call yourself Pastor Bill if you want. Now, as far as being on CPM, the fact of the matter is the CPM ain't really worth spying on. I mean, I check it about every day and see what bullshit you're yapping about me, but essentially there's only so many ways to say Marty's a Chomel and, you know, and John Britton is, you know, Mormon mestizo or whatever here, which is bullshit. But in any case, there's only more, and, you know, you people aren't imaginative enough to come up with anything interesting here. At least I'm hilarious here. You know what I'm saying, y'all? But I'm talking shit about you idiots. But anyway, where was I? You know, I'm talking about Fate. You know, I'm talking about Fate and Butcher. You know, Fate, what you're good at is going ahead and getting a bunch of intellectuals to go ahead and yap stupid shit. And some of it's pretty good stuff here. Some of it is very good stuff. But do keep your, you know, don't listen, you know, don't go ahead, because if you go ahead and you get caught siding with Trader Glenn Miller and Wiggerswill, you'll be viewed as a traitor. Go ahead and do what you do best. What you do best is maintaining open forums. Now, the thing about it is his little intellectuals, they screwed him. And in the case of Jimbo Gomez, I think he was just a Sephardic Jew out of Belgium. He's pretty well running, you know, four or five feeds of a fishing expedition. But here he was talking with Ixenbert, you know, bitching about Ixenbert. Ixenbert was screwing him over on Stumbling or trying to, you know, rat fuck him here. And the thing about it is Ixenbert was the one who was going ahead and doing all the spying. I don't think Fate did that. I think this was just an excuse to go ahead and get rid of Fate. So, Fate, keep your own forum. You know, essentially, don't ban anybody. Just go ahead and do what you do best. But don't try to form another national alliance, because guess what? Zog had their thumb on William Pierce. And I'm convinced, you know, and the thumb that was kept on William Pierce is that you received stolen money, William Pierce, and you used the proceeds to go ahead and buy your farm. So when William Pierce finds out that he has prostate cancer, he doesn't dare go ahead and give it to Billy Roper, who at least sort of run it, or, you know, keep whatever is able to be intact. He goes ahead and gives it to Nobody or Glebe, and Glebe goes ahead and tears it up here. Pierce's time was through here, and, you know, they don't want to be running deficiently here. Same way with you, Fade. Don't run a membership organization. Don't go ahead and ask for $25 and $10. Don't run a little Aryan Nation style or whatever, because it's failed. What needs to be done is to go ahead, and it's called decentralization. People keep their money. People go ahead and find out what they need. And if you are really deep woods, deep, you know, deep against log here, don't even freaking log on to intellectuals. Why do you need to go ahead and talk about how Jews are bad people? Jews ain't even people. There's a spawn of Satan here. That's what I used to go ahead and talk, is that, you know, shoot, You freaking know, like, she ain't worth a shit here. You just yap and yap and yap and yap and yap. Well, someone like me or Six Killer, we just simply gone ahead and shot Jews. There wouldn't have been no 6 million dead because there weren't 6 million that, you know, were under Hitler here. But, you know, we'd have probably racked up about 2-3 million, you know, Jew body count. There wouldn't be any more Jew problem. They're not, you know, they're not people. They're just follow Satan here. They're evil. And that's why you got to wonder about Eric Thompson and the rest of them here. What possible religion is more anti-Jew than dual seed line? The answer is none. If you believe in dual seed line, you believe the Jews ain't even people. They're the spawn of Satan. They're devil's kids here. There's nothing good about them here. Even the nicest person, you know, dual seed line, believes that Jews ought to be shoved off to parasite, you know, among themselves or whatever, niggers or the what, but you really wouldn't trust them over niggers because they'd just go ahead and use niggers to cross over for the white man. The only reason Jews exist is so that wiggers won't be crowding up heaven here. And the time is coming up when, guess what, there ain't going to be any more wiggers crowding the earth anymore because things are going to collapse. So therefore, you don't need Jews. The Adolf Hitler wasn't able to get rid of all the Jews, not they really wanted to. Was because it wasn't time for all the Jews to be exterminated as the spawn of Satan. In any case, you know, don't go ahead and try to form a membership organization because guess what? You'll probably be charged with being a chomo, and then guess what? You'll be convicted, and you're just, you know, you don't want to be the world's oldest 30-some-year-old wigger having your ass sold for a carton of ramen noodles. Anyway. Okay. Oh, Liabelle decided to go ahead and sign out. Well, whatever. Me, I don't even bother banning. I don't even bothering to, you know, ban old Liabelle because, shit, you know, I mean, you know, I know where it's coming from. And he's a nitwit. He ain't too smart. I mean, I asked him, as, you know, he has about 85 IQ. All he's able to do is just go ahead and sit. And, you know, that's what he's up to here. He was here for a day and a half. And essentially, he went ahead and turned on me within three days because he figured out that he wasn't going to be able to go ahead and do anything with me at all. So here comes up, it's a hater. Well, I can hear this crap from the SPLC. There's been so many. I mean, what happens is the Jews, you know, the reason you have so many Zogbots is the Jews inevitably try to go ahead and subvert everything here. And what happens is back in the 50s or 60s, you couldn't go ahead and say about what the Jews were because, hey, you were even an anti-Semite here. You go ahead and lose your job. You go ahead and lose this here. And they've gotten white people to where white people don't own their own farms. They don't own their own jobs. They don't own their own means of production. So they can be, you know, they can go ahead and lose their jobs, and then guess what? They lose their house. They lose everything. And then they got to where, guess what? White man can be imprisoned on trumped-up charges. The thing about it is, well, you know, look, Zogling, you know, Zogling's FBI, he listens here. When you destroy rule of law, do you people actually think that I'm going to go ahead, you know, someone like me is going to go ahead and give a big old trial to where you've destroyed the records just like Pisser did? The answer of it is that, you know, just like Felix Trzynski. What he did is he went ahead and rounded you up at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, tortured you for about, 2-3 hours, told you, as a, hey, you know, you can give me a confession now. Or, you know, what happens is that I don't mind torturing you for 3, 4, 5 days. And the pig understood that he was going to die. And rather than scream for another 3, 4 days, he signed a confession. And then what they did is they took the pig and usually just shoved him naked in front of a, you know, in front of a cloud of peasants, and they tore him to bits. And then he would send the pig to regime criminals all the way up. all the way up from, you know, from the village pig all the way up to the Tsar, Nicholas II, what happens, he'd send his family to a death camp, and they would die. And that would be the end of them. And see, Iron Felix understood quite well is that how do you rule a country of 1 million Uyghurs and Mamzers across 8 time zones? The answer is you cut off the head. You destroy the decadent, parasitical, clueless top head. And the rest of the body falls in. And essentially what he did is he replaced an Asiatic man, you know, sort of Swedish, and what happens, I feel a little bit, but just like all Swedes here, I look at Russians, and I see their, you know, they may have blonde hair and blue eyes, but their head is shaped totally different. It's sort of, you know, for me, looking at a Russian is sort of like one of J.R.R. Tolkien's elves looking at an orc. You know, thinking, good Lord, some of my Swedish cousins went ahead and formed these Mamzers. And what happens, the Swedes and Russians do not get along very well at all. You know, some of it is because, well, hey, we, you know, I mean, too many Swedes went ahead and miscegenated. You know, some of it, you know, the Russians can't help because they can't really help the fact that all these Mongols came and invaded them. But they are what they are. And I don't have any hatred against the Russian people. I like them just fine as long as they're in Russia. I don't have any hatred against the Sandinig Arabs. I like them just fine as long as they're 6 miles, you know, time zones away. They better not. They have no business being any closer than Morocco, though, or the Western Sahara. I don't have any hatred against them here. Yeah, I wish them well against dealing with these dirty Jews. But they have no business country. And I don't, well, I really do hate Beaners here. These damn Beaners, they need to go ahead and love, you know, they need to be exterminated here, and a bunch of them exterminated in Mexico, so they learn you don't set foot in a white, you know, in a white country no more. You don't belong here. You never did. How dare you invade in order to steal? And I do need to post June's stuff here. Anyway, well, in case of Fade, do what you do best, Fade. What you do best is that you run an open free speech forum. And I don't mind being put in a gulag or a trash because way back, you know, the term gulag started with me, you know, mainly me, that's Rick Skiller. What happens is that we said, well, you know, Fade, if you don't like what we write here, why don't you go ahead and open up a special sub forum? He said, should I call it the gulag? I said, no, call it the gulag. And me, and Six Killer, and Boris Gallant, he was Rapid Roy, me, and C.I. Nut Job, we were the first ones to put it in the G-Lag. And it was hilarious here. I mean, I don't mind. I don't mind being put in a special forum. If you want to have a Tardy Corral, Fade Bombies have one. You know? Bombies have one. The thing about it is, do what you do best, Fade. You are not a leadership type here. You know, I mean, you know, where your leadership is gone is that you've led the forum, thanks, and you end up getting kicked off your own damn forum. Do what you do best. Go ahead and run an open free speech forum, and go ahead, by all means. Have a whole bunch of you little yapping intellectuals here, pulling each other little wigger pods. No big deal. Do what you do best here, and that's what you do best. But don't, you know, don't try to go ahead and form another national alliance. Pierce couldn't make it with $400,000 at a compound, and the William Pierce Fan Club, run by, you know, Anglo Macizos like Wiggers will, you know, getting all this Wigger pussy, and all these idiots thinking that they're special. Well, the only reason they were special is that they put the special in special education here. Wigger and Mams retards. Don't be trying to run another national alliance. Don't try to be running a Jared Taylor-like go ahead and do what you do best here. Now, I've seen over on Voice of Retards that they want more input. Well, the fact of the matter is, well, I'll go ahead and answer this. But I doubt that Mikey Kikey Jukes Cowler Cat Connor is going to want someone like me. Oh, by the way, the original Wigger Whimperer, Edgar Steele, he's back, and he's back after having a heart attack. And I wish the Wigger Whimperer well. But the thing about it is that Wigger Whimpering isn't going to do anything. I mean, you know, having a whole bunch of Wiggers, hurting Wiggers, it's sort of like hurting a bunch of cows with mad cow disease here. You know, the old cow goes in a circle. You know, the old cow just goes in a circle, chasing its shit across the tail with its, you know, with a few of its teeth here. And what happens? What's accomplished? You have a bunch of mad Wigger cows. You have a bunch of mad Wigger cows with their shit across the tail and teeth. That's about all that happens here. You know, I don't think you can even hook it to a generator. Unleash the power here. You know, I mean, it's, you know, they're not even as good as AIDS Coalition to unleash power here. You know what I mean? Wigger whimpering doesn't amount to nothing here, because when it comes down to it, every little Wigger is scared he's going to be called a racist here. Yeah, I'm not. I am a racist. But, Wigger Whimpering never, Wigger Whimpering never, never works. But, anyway, where was I? Oh, shoot, it's 1:15. I've been on for about 3 hours, and that's about how long here. I go ahead and I posted on my Harold, Covington's last podcast. And one thing that I noticed quite a bit, and the thing about it is Harold Covington, contrary to what Wiggerswill tells you, I'm not really a cheering section for Harold Covington. But the thing about it is Harold Covington is not a danger to Christian identity. And last March, I tried to go ahead and get him off of his Juhu group and off his Juhu group ghetto and get him to get on V-Bulletin and a number of other places. And what happens is that he's had a number of successes, but with success, I think that he's ended up, I mean, Wiggerswill's able to go ahead and find out what Covington is. So he has a bunch of moles in his organization too, which is what ends up happening. Anytime you have any sort of above ground organization, you're going to end up having, you got to count on a third of them being Zogbots. You know, sort of like old Liar Bill the Clueless here, a wannabe Zogbot who didn't last very long. He only lasted 3 days. But anyway, you end up having these Zogbots, show up, and they go ahead, but, the rest of them are just mainly Quiggers. And he was pretty well saying, he's absolutely correct, Zog is doomed here. There's never been a mighty evil empire that's gone ahead and lasted here. And Zog, in this case, as Christian name people call it, Babylon the Third and Final. Because first Babylon was in Genesis chapter 6. Second Babylon is extended a long time with Nimrod. And what happens is that America is both Israel, but it's also Zog. Because just like in the first Zog Babylon, you end up having these Adamites. But, Yahweh is never worried about what the chinks do. Or what the niggers do, or what the redskins do, because essentially they're not under the law. They're not under the law, Yahweh. So, if they act like animals, what of it? Who cares? No, I don't really give a shit what happened, what Chinese do over in China land. Like I said before, I don't give a shit what the damn Muslims do. Now, they don't belong in white society. No non-whites belong in white society. I need to go ahead and write a book. I need to go ahead and write a tract about racial federalism. Go ahead and You know, if there was a way to go ahead peacefully here, do it. I'd go ahead and give Georgia and South Carolina and Mississippi, maybe Alabama, Mississippi, at least to the Mississippi River. You know, and let it be, you know, Nigeria, Nigeria. You know what I mean? All you fucking niggers, you move there. What happens is that, hey, we'll have a white presence. See, you niggers don't go ahead and eat one another. But essentially, niggers run things the way niggers do here. And if they're raping, you know, if it looks like it looks like Saturday night in Johannesburg here, who cares? Who cares? Anyway, but, you know, Covington was sort of saying, you know, I think he was sort of admitting that maybe this Northwest thing is not going to go ahead and get off the ground. At least that's what I got, you know, from listening to his last podcast. I think it was number 18. And I might be wrong in that. But he is absolutely correct, and Zog will fall apart. Now, the difference between dual seed line and Covington's thing here is it's a number of things here. But essentially, dual seed line doesn't believe there's going to be any successful white revolution to go ahead and carve out a homeland, even though, you know, Butler, a number of things, did go ahead and say that. But then again, Butler made a big mistake. And, you know, when he took over, because Connie Lynch was murdered, you know, from Wesley Swift. And his mistake was getting away from a family-oriented church to a church which would have all these skinheads and these criminals, because he wanted a personal sort of army to take revolution to Zog. And I actually think it was best for the church that essentially 99% of the church be underground. I really do. It didn't work out good for Butler. And essentially any ordinations through Swift, except if you go through the Britton family, is pretty well a dead issue. But going on is that, I don't know, I got the impression here. Now, last fall, Carol Covington had a little thing to where you can't be first Christian identity and, you know, one of the member of Covington's Nazis. And I was a little bit annoyed at that initially, and then I thought, hey, this is a good thing what he said, because, you know, like I went ahead and talked to John Britton. I said, anybody who claims to be Christian identity who goes ahead and says that he, you know, held Armstrong or Armbuster or whatever Covington. Hack is something like that here. I think Covington is mainly English, Anglo-Saxon. Covington. You know, what happens is that, you know, I did a thing here. ING, it's sort of like Washington. ING in Old English meant son of or follower of. Like Hastings, you know, was the follower of Hasta. Okay, ton used to be town. So what happens is Washington meant, you know, sons of Wash, you know, sons of Wash's town here. Covington would have been, you know, the sons of Cove, you know, who lived in, you know, a town or something like that here. Covington is an English name just like Washington. Ington. Okay? You know, just like Washington, Wash, ing meant son of or follower of, ton meant town. Okay? So Covington is an English name, just like Washington. It's actually a somewhat Irish one. You know, well, what happens is Hack, he likes this Irish. He likes all this Irish shit and followers of that here, because what happens is that after he got kicked out of Rhodesia, he sort of fled the country for some damn reason. He stayed in Ireland, where they were still having this provisional IRA, shit going on in the early 80s or something like that. And he goes ahead, and a lot of stuff is, you know, based on Michael Collins and the IRA or something like that here. And if you're a guerrilla fighter, you do study Michael Collins. I study Michael Collins. One of the best movies to go ahead and see if you are a revolutionary or want to be a political soldier is look at the 1996 movie Michael Collins. Now, with Liam Neeson or something like that. It's a real good flick here. You know what I mean? So, now, Washington was a Swede. Washington was a Saxon. You know what I mean? The Angles. You know, anyway, if you want to go ahead and look at some of it, you might go ahead and look at The Stallion and Dragon on my White Nationalist / Linstead. I still got Pastor Linstead up, yeah. But I do need to get it up. But anyway, where was I? Anyway, Washington was an Anglo-Saxon. It was an Anglo-Saxon name. But, mainly a Saxon, or from Wessex, the West Saxons. Alfred managed to go ahead and save the English language by going ahead and, taking care of the Dane and fighting the Danes to a standstill. So he's the only king known in English as the Great here because he did go ahead and save the Anglo-Saxon speech here. The Angles used to come from Denmark. And essentially their cousins, who used to live in southwest Sweden before they moved to Denmark because the Angles had moved out to England, eastern England. It's called Anglia. That's the eastern portion. The Fens and the Wash and the Humber and all this good stuff. Anyway, where was I? Anyway, Covington, what he had said is that you can't be Christian identity and a National Socialist soldier. And I was a little bit annoyed at that, and I thought, well, no, that's a good thing, because guess what? If you are going to go ahead and disclaim loyalty to Yahweh first, then you are not Christian identity first here. And if you're not Christian identity first, what of it? I don't care. Go do something else. So as a result, Covington is no danger to Christian identity. None. Not at all. I used to fight with Covington back in 2001 when he came up with the Hill of the Ravens. I was mad as hell when he came out because he didn't understand anything about Christian identity. Now, his later books understood more. And as a result, Covington is an ally. And I have no problem with Covington here. But I'm not exactly, really, I'm an ally of Covington. And Covington, I think, is beginning to understand is that if you're going to go ahead and talk about political warfare against Zog, you're going to have to go ahead and take your allies such as they are. And Christian identity, I mean, if you end up having, and I do need to write an article, is that, go ahead and look at the book, movie Michael Collins. And you find out that Michael Collins was not killed at the hands of the British. He was killed by one of his fellow Irishmen during the Irish Civil War. It was a bloody little war. It was a war for power. And the same thing's going to end up happening when Zog falls apart. There's going to be a number of people going ahead and fighting for power. Now, what my solution is that since these things are going to happen anyway, is decentralization. And my idea is to go ahead and have all these warlords who are alive now. And old Pisser, he's talking about how I have 1,000 sock puppets. Well, I announced my 10,000 warlords project here, but Pisser actually believes I have 1,000. He believes I'm 1/10 of the way along, and I'm not. What happens? You go ahead and have these warlords essentially do the same way the Germanic warlords did, where they went ahead and swore allegiance to the Roman Catholic Church, same way as these warlords go ahead and swear allegiance to dual seedline Christian identity. And by doing so, they have a free reign to go ahead and kill as many Whiggers and all the Jews and niggers and beaners that they want. There is plenty, and there's a lot of people. I mean, what you do is you tell them, is that, what scares Zog the most here is that Christian identity doesn't have anything wrong with the use of violence for political and religious ends. And if you want to go ahead and make this, not only a racial war, but religious war as well. All we have to do is say, just like I do Choir Bill the Clueless, come on down and get what you want here. Come and get it. There was this guy named old Larry, and he was a pervert. He was in there he pled guilty to molesting a 6-year-old girl. And what happens, he was bitching about what a maniac I am. And I'm going to go ahead and tell him that you're worse than Adolf Hitler, because what happens is that you want to destroy our wonderful government, and you don't want to put anything back in its place. I says, there's no way to go ahead and bring back what is falling apart. It's just like Rome. They tried under barbarians to go ahead and bring Rome back together again. Rome was falling and collapsing for several hundred years. But they go ahead and give an arbitrary date of 476, because that was when, for the first time, this German warlord didn't even bother crowning an emperor puppet. He went ahead and deposed this little 2 or 3 or 4 year old who we call Romulus Augustus. He deposed him as emperor and essentially ruled as an open warlord. And that's when they defined the end of the Roman Empire is 476 A.D. What happens is Zog is falling apart. And what you do is with people like Covington, who hate Zog, who is not a Zogbot. I mean, why Covington's hated is he's gone ahead, just like me on this program, he has pretty well chewed ass on David Duke, on William Pierce, certainly Trader Glenn Miller. And as a result, Zog went ahead and gave Wiggerswill Williams a bogus lawsuit or default judgment against Covington, where Covington can't even go ahead and mention his name, even though the whole purpose of it was to go ahead and drive him out of North Carolina. So that's why Covington had to leave his home in North Carolina. So is it better that now he lives in Washington, I think he lives up in Washington somewhere. In any case, do I really, is Covington an ally? Yeah. And do I see any fight or have any fight with Covington? The answer is no. Even though we don't agree, we agree 85% of the time. And then on the remainder of 15, we will see what Yahweh brings. And what happens, I think the Yahweh is dual seed like Christian identity. Or maybe Covington disagrees here. But yeah, I'm an ally of Harold Covington. I don't agree with everything he says here, but he's absolutely right in a number of things here. And if you really want to go ahead and listen to a podcast that makes a good deal of sense, listen to Covington's Radio Free Northwest. But I was pretty well interested in hearing essentially him going ahead, and I think that since he has gotten a little bit more success than what he was used to, he goes ahead and sees that every time you make a step forward, you end up taking, in a lot of cases, a step backwards as well. So he seemed a little bit discouraged on this last Radio Free Northwest. Now, I may be wrong, Who knows? But anyway, that's pretty well what I want to discuss here is that, I was going ahead and looking here, and what I was struck here is I was wondering what to go ahead and talk about, and that there never is no traction within the bowel movement, because every single time something goes ahead and gets ahead, Zog goes ahead and deliberately destroys any forward structure that takes place. And that's why the dual seed line Christian identity or my 10,000 warlords project will work, because Zog ain't able to go ahead and get a hold of it. There's nothing to get a hold of. When you end up having, look, Biggs, when you're dealing with somebody, it don't matter who it is, somebody who hates your guts, every time he sees a lawyer or a banker or a pig, will immediately go ahead and torture that pig to death. When you end up having a sizable proportion that hates the government and is willing to go ahead and accept the will of the 10,000 warlords, You know, what I envision is a great tribulation. Where 140 million Uyghurs are dead. 150 million Mamzers are dead. And there's only 10 million white people left. 10,000 among 10 million? Well, that means that, hey, the leadership potential, usually which is 1 in 20, is that one white man can go ahead and lead 1,000 reformed Uyghurs. And then, what happens is power is altogether decentralized here. Usually they've done studies in that Napoleon was unique because from what I gather, he could go ahead and look after about 100 subordinates at once here. Now, if you're a leader, you have about 1,000. Let me tell you what the great scarcity is. It's white brain power. And over the years, I've looked for fellow white leaders, and all I've seen is a bunch of con artists and zogbots and liars and traitors here. So when you see someone like Carol Covington, who is actually a white leader, who is not a zogbot, who is not a traitor, but who disagrees with you on some stuff, you're inclined to go ahead and overlook what you agree with. But in any case, that's pretty well, I think I've pretty well covered everything I wanted to go ahead and cover tonight. And it's been about 3 hours, and usually these shows go ahead and last for 3 hours. I'm sort of glad that, the bowel movement always has some grease ball here to go ahead and, grease out the grass, the end of the gastrointestinal intestines, intestinal tracts, you know what I mean? But in any case, I've pretty well looked. Papa Cat, he always goes ahead and listens to me. He says something nice about me, but I heard about a month ago he wasn't sure where I stood here. But anyway, where I stand is pretty well decentralization here. The thing about it is that I don't tell anybody how to go ahead and run their church here. Now, what happens in the case of, the Pisser Possum, he don't run a church. He runs a Zogbot organization. He's just a little thief and Zogbot trying to go ahead and steal. He has a bunch of these Uyghurs and Mamzers. These are little Zogbots. And essentially, they had a ghetto, and they got rid of Pisser's Cinder. He had 8 years' worth of embarrassing posts here. Now, doubtless, they went ahead and made a backup copy, but they did not put this backup copy. If you want to go ahead and find where it is, let me see. Let's go ahead and show you. Let me go ahead and show you what, let me go ahead and read aloud where Pisser Cinder is at here. What's left of Pisser Cinder? I got this window open. It's http://covenantpeoplesministry.org/CPM/CPF. Now, Guess who is in there? Thread 0, post 0, members 1. Members 1. Welcome to our newest member, Ron. What happens is that main forum, none. What it is I believe that, for once the pisser didn't, he's lying again. He went ahead and he bought V. Bulletin 3.8.1 or something like that. And what he did is he went ahead and nuked Pisser Cinder from Free Hostia. Went ahead and claimed that it was trashed by a sock puppet, Amy Rose. He calls Pastor Amy Lindstedt. Well, no, that didn't happen. He used that excuse to go ahead and nuke Pisser Cinder because it had a little bit over a year of embarrassing posts. He got rid of it. That's exactly what he did here. If you go ahead, the only thing I found out about it is an old fruitless name is probably Ron or Ronald Visser. So I guess that old Fruit Loop does exist after all. But that's all there is there. And if he wanted to, he could go ahead and take the backup and load it right back up, if he wanted to. But the answer is he doesn't want to. He nuked that forum here. And I was looking at some old folks, you know, old posts on Visser's old PHPBB forum, about 5 years' worth over at Covenant People's Ministries. And essentially, he's gone ahead and deleted a number of posts of mine. Now, I'm not just Martian Linseed. He went ahead and deleted whatever he found dangerous, or what he did, in case of that, he went ahead and put on membership only here. Now, old liar Bill, he wants me to go ahead and go back on, because guess what? He wants to go ahead and get my IP number again. You know what I mean? Well, I don't think I'm going to do that. I don't think I'm going to do that at all. See, he went ahead and made Liar Bill the moderator of Pisser's Pussy Palace. The old Liar Bill, he wants to have my IP number real bad. Well, I don't think so, Liar Bill. So he was chimping out, and essentially, I mean, you know, shoot. So that's why I turned Glenn Miller and the rest chimp out, because they're known here. If you associate with them, you're known as a Zogbot. Same way with, you know, same way with the Pisser and the bunch here. Pisser, though, he got the mentality of a little bitty Mamser criminal. Really, you know, like a little possum here. You know, too much pressure, you know, the little possum goes ahead and goes into a faint, plays dead. You know, he gets a little shock on his little system here. And just like a little criminal, what he does, he just hides out for a while. And he resurfaces. And then he goes ahead and he sees that, guess what? You know, the big bad Linstead Wolf is still out the door. And so he hides again. You know what I mean? He showed up on May 6th over at Beer Barrel and the rest here, and he got caught lying. You know, on what? He showed up on May 25th, and I go ahead and, you know, hey, I got his, quote, IP number. All I did was change the password. He's still a Jeremy Visser going ahead and posting on my forum. Is Pisser posting? Well, no. You know, I've got control of his account. You know, but Liar Bill, he wants me to go ahead and go over on Pisser's Pussy Pal so he can go ahead and keep an eye on me here. And they were lying. I mean, Amy Rose was some silly female. So they go ahead and then claim it's me. And it's the same way. They get caught, and I'm sort of curious about what may be on there. But for those of you who want to see what happened to Pisser Sender, remember, it's CovenantPeoplesMinistry.org/CPM/CPF. And that's what happened to Pisser Sender. You still have the V-Bulletin, but what it is, they can restore it anytime they want. They claimed to have made a backup. I'm sure they did. But they took it off the noon host, and they have no intention of putting it back on there because it has 14 months, essentially, of stuff like, why don't you and me, you know, Brian Wright say, hey, why don't you and me essentially kick out, you know, why don't we kick out John Britton, the senior pastor, and put in Visser in as senior pastor, and then me and a member of the board of directors, so we can go ahead and steal Gillette's church. They just, you know, they got rid of those posts here. And the only place they exist is some of them exist on my forum. And as a result, here, what happens if you associate with the Pisser? Well, hey, I'll just assume you're a thief. Or a Zogbot. Or some sort of evil mamzer here. And that's what happened to Pisser's forum here. So, you know, and what happens if you are a legitimate personality, and Fade the Butcher is here? Don't go ahead and don't associate yourself with Zogbots and Creatards. There's no future in it for you. None whatsoever. None. In any case, you know, looking back at this sort of thing, you know, too many slashes, LOL. All these forums moving over to Fink server? I don't know. What happens is that I was listening in to Fink. I didn't listen in Monday night. You know, I may listen tomorrow night. Essentially, Fink got the thing in. Pilgrim went ahead and invited me onto it. what happens, you end up having somebody like Whiny Dave. And Whiny Dave, about a week or so ago, was talking about essentially calling in to talk to you and having my program close. You know, same way, you know, we did the same thing with one of the programs on TalkShoe over at Things Forum. Essentially, what's ended up happening is that all the censorship, all it's done is go ahead and move it off from places where it can be censored, like HostMonster, and moves it to a forum where it can't be, you know, where it can't be trifled with as easy. Now, if there is a big thing here, I mean, Things Forum will disappear. But more and more and more and more, I mean, you know, there is room and stock for a Christian Identity News Network. And from what I gather, Fink ends up saying that he ends up having it on his server, and he's been working on it, and he has got chat and a number of things worked up on here. I don't know. The thing about it is that I do not get along with a number of, you know, Bill Fink's people, which is okay. I mean, shit. I do not, you know, I'm pretty sure this Mike Delaney, his little Jew man's request, went ahead, and they're the ones who, you know, snitched out PastorLinsted.org on HostMonster. Got me kicked off here. And, you know, I mean, there's not a lot of William Fink's people. You know, I don't much care, and they don't much care for me here. And rather than give Bill Fink, you know, grief, I mean, you know, Bill has the right to go ahead and associate with who he wants to. You know, rather than go ahead and give Bill, you know, Fink grief, and rather than go ahead and be refused, I just assume go ahead and run my stuff on my servers. And Bill, he runs things on his servers, and as a result, we don't have anything to quarrel about. You know, because I've learned as a result of, quote, having alliances, that generally, if you don't have alliances with somebody, then you have no reason to go ahead and be pissed off or annoyed when things fall apart. Now, in the case of Sci-Fi and Pisser, yeah, we were, you know, I mean, Pisser and Sci-Fi are a bunch of Zogbots and thieves here. So, yeah, sooner or later, we were going to go ahead and have a problem. And, Bill ain't a liar or a thief. You know what I mean? May not agree with him. All the time. Some of the time. I agree with him most of the time. Sort of like Covington, or even Baron Covington. But then again, I don't agree with a lot of people he hangs around with, and they don't much care for me. So hey, why go ahead and create a conflict for Bill? Or a conflict for me? You know, sort of like with Paul Mullett here. I don't agree on sending $25 to anybody. Well, why am I agreeing with sending $25 to William Fink here, and William Fink will go ahead and give you, you know, money for, you know, good service for what you spend your money on. You know, if you want to go ahead and send the money, send the money. You know, but, you know, I don't believe in sending Paul Mullett, and certainly not Sci-Fi Faber and, you know, Gerald O'Hiber Nigger Wigger Brian, you know, any money. You know, unless you want real, have to be a major general, you know, unless you have to be a major general or a major retard, you know, in the area of nations, you know, I mean, but, no, I mean, you know, I mean, why in the world, if you're not going to go ahead, if you're going to go ahead and run your own ministry, it's better to have your own site and pretty well maintain your own separate, you know, site here. Now, I may go ahead and talk with, Bill and end up having to back up or something like that on his server. I don't know. You know, but on the other hand, I'm not going to go ahead and cause any trouble between, you know, his people here, some of whom I do not like and who do not like me. I mean, there's no point to it. None at all. So it's just generally just go ahead and keep a safe distance here. And that way, nobody gets pissed off or nobody gets upset. You know what I mean? Everybody goes ahead and runs his church the way he sees fit. And that's always been what I said here. That's why I, you know, fell out with Sci-Fi. It wasn't because Sci-Fi, you know, was big old rap buddies with Hal Turner. Sci-Fi was having a fit. You know, Sci-Fi was having a fit because some Jewish from MTV was paying more attention to me than was him, and he goes ahead and decides to go ahead and backstab me. And then then what happens is that, you know, this Henry from Texas, he gets tired of Sci-Fi's bullying and bullshit. He tells old Sci-Fi to, you know, take a hike, and some guy from Tennessee was with Sci-Fi. I said, well, shit, Sci-Fi is just a creep. You know, Sci-Fi is just, you know, August Crass's retard here who thinks that he owns everybody. And I sort of kept quiet because I sort of thought, you know, well, I don't need to put Hal Turner in danger. And then, well, after a month, when he was revealed to be a rat, and then after 2 months, after he was revealed not only to be a rat, but an Asian provocateur, well, Sci-Fi went ahead, or Vista went ahead and betrayed Sci-Fi over that shit. So, oh, you're with Ted Sci-Fi's. You know what I mean? Oh, this is a self-serving and self-dealing sneak here. So yeah, I would have fallen out sooner or later with Sci-Fi and Faber, or Sci-Fi and Visser. But the thing about it is, I wouldn't have fallen out at all with them if I wouldn't have screwed up and been allied with them, and, you know, in the first place. I wouldn't have had any problem with it. So no, I mean, it's best. It's best for every Christian identity minister to go ahead and maintain what is his and only his, and run it as he sees fit. And, no, I mean, I'm sort of burnt out on alliances after what's happened the last year and a half. Really am. So, well, what happens is that shit. I mean, here are all these people. You know, I'm a little frank. We're associating people of, and promoting people of questionable, motives and actions inside of, poor judgment. Well, the thing about it is, all these people, well, wouldn't it be wonderful here? Wouldn't it be wonderful if you were able to go ahead and work together with Sci-Fi Faber? This before I knew Sci-Fi, I go ahead and look at them. Sci-Fi just doesn't have any respect for the rights or the, or anything of our people here. I mean, and then I figure out, well, shit, I'm dealing with somebody, who morally isn't altogether there. But the thing about it is, what do you do? Do you go ahead and assume that everybody's a liar and a thief? And the answer is, well, no. But the best thing to do, that's a good thing about Christian identity, is that thanks to Butler's mistake, which redounded badly on Butler, he died alone except for, being surrounded by Zogmots. His wife died, his children didn't really care, he got his farm stolen here because of, idiots that he couldn't control. And what happens is that Butler's mistake was he went ahead and associated with all these criminals. And it ended up biting him in the ass. Well, I have no intention of doing any such thing. So, and then Bill's honest. Bill said for it's best that Bill run things his way. Bill run things his way here with his people. And if I don't like his people and they don't like me, well, hey, who cares? Who cares? What difference does it make? No big deal here. But I'll probably go ahead and call Bill. And I'm polite enough to Bill. We get along just fine. And Bill lets me pretty well do whatever I want in my own subform. And old liar Bill is happy. Nobody reads Winston's thing on subform except they're a member of Bill's thing here. Well, guess what? Liar Bill, it's on StumbleIn. And I'll get around putting on Beer Barrel, and I'll get around putting over on Fades for him here. Look, over the years, people have tried to go ahead and have a unified system here. And I've told them, and they do not listen, they do not understand, is that the resistance or the bowel movement is not a hierarchy. It never was. What it is a network. And you end up having about, less than 20 chieftains. And they each run their own little barony as they see fit. And sometimes they'll side with each other, or sometimes they'll do it. It's just like the 14 kingdoms after Confucius' time. I mean, they're fighting and they're struggling against themselves even more than they are Zog. And that's the nature of the bowel movement here, is that every single one is fighting and fussing more with each other than they are Zog. And what happens is every single chieftain is aware of what the other chieftains are doing here. I have no doubt I have no doubt that what happens is, you know, I'll probably not Linder here. Linder seemed to have gotten real sick here. So that's one of the things here is that Linder has got, you know, he's been a really sick little gut sick weedo weasel with GUS cancer. And what happens is that you know, Linder's form is going downhill even more. And essentially it's just really the Trader Glenn Miller network. But the problem of it is Trader Glenn Miller, you know, that's why I tell Wiggerswill and Trader Glenn Miller, you got enough Zog bucks. Why don't you go ahead and buy your own deep bolts and buy your own freaking server? And do what you want. And the answer of it is shit, the only people who show up are the Zog bots. They've got to go ahead and, you know, they're just like Jews. They've got to go ahead and live off of Wiggers. And that's the thing with Trader Glenn Miller. He'll whine, he'll piss, he'll moan. Say, Cunter, you need your head banned, Linstead. Robert Campbell, you need to go ahead and ban Linstead. You ban Covington. You need to ban Linstead. What happens is, you know, Fade goes ahead and he acts like a little, you know, he's like a little wigger possum here. And, you know, he's trying to go ahead and find out from Trader Glenn Miller, you know, and Wiggerswill, how to run another national alliance here. And the only thing, you know, let's say, the only thing you're going to get out of that, even if you're successful, is being the oldest punked out wigger, you know, with your mangina, you know, going ahead and being humped out in the prison system for some ramen noodles here. You know, if you did get your way out here, maybe I can go ahead and give you some prison advice here. You know, even though I wasn't in prison, you know, the nut house has much the same inhabitants here. You know, you'll be able to read tattoos here. Fade, you'll be, you know, what happens is that, you know, you'll be past the age of 30 here when you first lose your mangina cherry here. For a pack of ramen noodles. And what happens is that you'll be the oldest swinger with a big old eagle and swastika tattoo on your back here. Two SS runes on both butt cheeks. Poverty of the Aryan Anglo Mestizo Brotherhood. If anybody gets a chance, you know, check and see for the History Channel for a Clan of Killers here. And you can see Liar Bill, the Clueless. And you find out is that, you know, it should have been called Clan of Mamsers because most of these people there were dark-eyed Anglo Mestizos. And Ron Edwards, he sort of looks sort of brown-eyed himself here. I mean, he looks like a little short, fat goomer. And what happens is the whitest one was his brother who got killed by niggers. And you just simply find out that Ron is just, you know, Ron Edwards is simply just a poor little mutt who has a little bit of leadership potential, but, you know, essentially his little clan of killers was just really, you know, it should have been Clan of Mamsers is what it should have been called. Clan of Zogbots, it should have been. But you see, fat ass old Liar Bill the Clueless, and, you know, Liar Bill the Clueless does the same thing that you see here. He doesn't say a word here. He just sits there looking fat and stupid. That's all he does here. And, hey, he's just a little 85 IQ Zogbot who's going ahead and listening to shit. Okay? So if you get a chance, go ahead and look at it. Anyway. Well, some of the Irish war here. I mean, the Tuatha De Dáil. And, you know, people have gone ahead and gave me a hard time about hyber nigger, you know, me saying hyber nigger or something like that. What happens is that they were of the tribe of Israel because Jeremiah went ahead and took this dead, you know, this King Zedekiah's, you know, daughter, Tender Twig, Teeth Taffy, to supposedly marry one of the Irish kings of Tara, and he took Jacob's pillow stone, his stone of scone, and it migrated from Ireland to Scotland, from Scotland to England, and the kings and queens of England are crowned on that, you know, on Jacob's pillow stone. So yeah, the Irish, you have a bunch of Irish, have a bunch of Israelite blood in them. But on the other hand, just like every Israelite has a bunch of freaking Jews. You know, just sort of like this hyper nigger, Pictish wigger, you know, Ryan White, you know, Brian Wright with them here. So yeah, everywhere you've had Israelites, you've had these dirty Jews. And you've had Jews infesting the Adamites and the house of Israel ever since the days of Adam. And that, you know, that's just the way it is. Anyway, I think I'm pretty well just going ahead and covering the same thing. It's been over 3 hours. So I think I need to go ahead and close this thing. And, you know, pretty well I'm going to go ahead and say hail victory. May Yahweh bless. Good night.